News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Nearly a week after deadly floods in Texas, scores of people are still believed to be missing. Search crews continue to scour miles along the Guadalupe River. In hard-hit Kerr County, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker says the well-being of first responders is a priority.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team. All the agencies have some members representing there.
Several hundred people gathered for a worship ceremony at a high school stadium last night to remember the at least 120 people who died in the flash floods. In southern New Mexico, crews are working to clear debris from streets and homes after monsoon rains triggered a flash flood there. A man and two children were killed when they were swept away. The U.S. is having its worst year for measles in more than three decades. Bob Agnew has that story.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has had 1,288 cases since the beginning of the year. That's higher than 2019, when there were 1,274 cases, driven by 22 outbreaks over 12 months. 17 states have seen outbreaks so far this year. If things don't improve, experts fear the U.S. could lose its status as having eliminated measles. There are also large outbreaks of the vaccine-preventable disease in Mexico and Canada. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tariffs are getting personal for President Trump. He's singling out Brazil for import taxes of 50%. Not for economic reasons, but because of Brazil's treatment of its former president, who is a friend of Donald Trump's. During a closed-door interview with members of Congress this week, President Biden's White House physician invoked his rights under the Fifth Amendment and refused to answer questions about Biden's health while he was in office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got a much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Are you over the age of 55 and want to secure your wealth with physical gold and silver? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold company in America. We have been helping investors take their 401ks and retirement accounts and diversify them into physical precious metals like gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call us right now, 800-900-8000. Just call 800-900-8000 and claim your free gold investing starter kit. Also learn how you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Please consult your tax or financial advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. Number of problems already this morning. Outer loop of the Beltway locally. It appears to be a broken down vehicle. I think they pushed this car just to the shoulder in the last 5 minutes or so. Outer loop south of Liberty Road. It looks like a state highway truck is there with them. So we're getting by, but with the flashing lights and they're close enough to the right lane, very quickly the outer loop backed up already back towards 795. So that's going to be an issue for the traffic as you're coming through there. Had a big wreck overnight. Capitol Beltway and the area of the Outer Loop, Old Georgetown Road, and the ramp at I-270. A tractor trailer was hanging off the bridge at that point. Still there and still dangling over the bridge. Some of the lanes are affected on 270. Old Georgetown Road and the Outer Loop is slow on the Capitol Beltway in that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're tracking a mild and muggy morning for your Thursday. Temperatures are mainly in the 70s this morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head later into the afternoon and evening time. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we head into the weekend with temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Strong storms moved through the Baltimore area Wednesday evening, prompting Howard County to temporarily close Main Street in Ellicott City due to flooding concerns. The street was closed for about an hour as emergency management and public safety teams monitored the storms. Ellicott City suffered catastrophic floods in 2016 and 2018 that claimed three lives and caused major damage along its historic Main Street. Baltimore police have released body-worn camera footage of the June 25th officer-involved shooting that claimed the life of a 70-year-old woman. Peter Karcher Brooks was shot in the 2700 block of Mosier Street after she pulled a knife on officers during a behavioral health crisis. The video shows police entering the home and attempting to de-escalate the situation, but their efforts didn't work. A taser was deployed, but it was ineffective. Brooks was shot after an officer fell down and she raised a knife and charged at him. And Maryland Department of Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld will be stepping down from his post on August 1st. Governor Wes Moore says the state is grateful for Wiedefeld's distinguished service over the last 2.5 years. The latest winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3024, pick 4903. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dino Sports is up next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. With our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. They also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, rise and shine, Oriole fans. Gates open at 11 a.m. this morning for the split admission doubleheader between the O's and Mets. Last night's game rained out as thunderstorms rolled through the area. Charlie Morton will take the hill in the opener. Tomo Sugano in the nightcap. Birds are 6-1 in Morton's last seven appearances. Elsewhere in the division last night, the Yanks trying to take two in a row from the Mariners.
Home run for Jazz, the 16th.
Drill deep to right field. There it goes. A bullet home run by Chisholm. A two-run shot.
On their way to a 9-6 win in the Bronx, Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Top seed Yannick Sinner advances to the semifinals at Wimbledon with a straight set win over American Ben Shelton. Sinner will meet 24-time Grand Slam champ Novak Djokovic on Friday. The other semi will have number two Carlos Alcaraz taking on fifth-seeded American Taylor Fritz. NBA Suns shooting guard Devin Booker signs a record $145 million extension, the highest annual extension in NBA history. Coming up in 30 minutes, the national media can't get enough of the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, July the 10th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce has the day and week off on vacation, flying solo here this morning. So You are certainly welcome to co-host and call 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, the BPD releasing body cam footage on the knife-wielding 70-year-old woman who had to be shot because she was threatening officers. Kami Mondami leads the field in New York City in the latest poll. That is disturbing many Democrats. Top story, though, is we have a two-headed monster. We have the Biden doctor appearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, and also news about the Secret Service agents on duty the day that there was an assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, which we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that. I believe it's Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. In any event, Joe Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, finally, after stalling, showed up yesterday on Capitol Hill at the Rayburn office building, and James Comer, head of the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, who had subpoenaed. And of course, there are two issues here. One issue is the mental decline of the former president, Chairman Joe, which was on display for everybody to see. And then secondly, the prostate cancer diagnosis, which had already spread to his bones by the time they told us all. And that just doesn't happen overnight. So the question is, what did the doctor know and when did he know that the president was in full mental decline? And what did he know about his prostate cancer? James Comer says Dr. O'Connor showed up and took the fifth.
You plead the fifth usually when you have criminal liability.
Right. So, yeah, and sometimes you're protecting other people. Sometimes you can, if there's criminal liability, again, I'm not sure what the charge would be here, for criminal liability. I mean, the American people have been gaslit by not just Dr. O'Connor, if indeed he did that, but by Nurse Jill and by the rest of the Democrats, and he only really responded to one question.
The only thing he answered was his name. The lawyers made clear he wasn't going to answer any questions, and he knew what we were going to ask him.
Another doctor and former White House physician again, serviceman, and he's now a congressman, Ronnie Jackson, said that, again, what Dr. O'Connor invoked here was doctor-patient privilege.
We had a whole bunch of questions. I helped the committee come up with the questions. We had hours and hours of questions, and many of them were of that category, but had nothing to do with patient provider privilege.
Nothing to do with patient provider privilege, but yet his attorneys had recommended or advised him that that's what he should, say, invoking his Fifth Amendment rights. But Jackson says there is clearly this is a conspiracy to cover up Biden's cognitive decline.
Today just is evidence that this cover up really does exist. It did happen. There was an active effort to cover up the president's cognitive abilities and his cognitive decline.
Senator Eric Schmidt makes another good point about. And that wasn't, it just wasn't the mental decline that we all saw at the debate just about a year ago, last month, where he just fell apart. And President Trump said, I don't think even he knows what he was saying. But Schmidt says they were asking us to put this guy in office for another 4 years.
The Democrats actually wanted the American people to believe that not only was Joe Biden competent to finish his term, but that he could have another 4 years.
And now we're hearing all kinds of revelations coming out of the latest Biden books and so on and so forth, just how bad it really was, as his team and Nurse Jill and those around him, the chief of staff and, the aides to Nurse Jill, all tried to shield Joe Biden from the media, from foreign leaders. And the question is, who was really running the White House, especially during the last 2 years of Joe Biden's term? 6:13 traffic weather on the threes once again on this Thursday morning. The latest from the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck. It's minor. Outer Loop, and they've confirmed it now. It is an accident. Outer Loop south of Liberty Road. It was in the roadway for a while. It's to the right side now as far as they can get it. It's in that construction area between Liberty Road and Windsor Mill Road. So again, they're looking at it. They can see it. It's affecting traffic in the right lane, which then in turn backs us up towards 795. When you get to Liberty Road, just make sure, try to stay in the center and the left-hand side of the roadway just to make sure, but already that's at least an extra 10-minute delay through there. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway overnight. A truck carrying mushrooms jumped over the bridge in all that rain. Wow. Hit the bridge at I-270 Old Georgetown Road, and there was dangling over the bridge. They got the driver out, but the back end, the trailer of the tractor trailer is still there. So delays on the Capitol Beltway, Old Georgetown Road, and the spur at I-270. All of that is in Montgomery County. Some storm damage overnight. Route 7 is affected in Riverside at Route 543, and there was a tree down as of 5:30 on Generals Highway to the north of Crownsville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another mild and muggy, sticky day today, and it'll be in the upper 80s. A few isolated showers or storms possible later on this afternoon or evening. Once again, we get hit pretty bad. Heavy downpours and winds yesterday with thunderstorms. You could have a few pop-up storms remain in the area Friday, and now being extended through Saturday as this whole thing is just stalled. And even Sunday. I mean, there's a threat for several of the baseball games.
Every day, yeah.
So we got rained out last night, so there'll be a separate admission doubleheader today. But well, it's going to be every
separate
day.
Admission.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't get it. You
what,
don't
you
get
leave
one,
and then they fill it up again.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, that's the way they've been doing it for years. I was talking to Gary Stein about that earlier this morning. Used to be, you know, used to look forward to a lot of doubleheaders during the season.
Sure. I used to go to those all the time.
Along with Three Buck Night. Remember Three Buck Night?
You were there all day and all night.
Those days are long gone. Cloudy 72 in Ellicott City, 72 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. And here we go. Linda Yaccarino, the CEO of X, formerly Twitter, exiting the company. So officially now she made X her ex. Elon had a one-line post, thank you for your contributions.
Yeah, good.
Oh, she was fired.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
Oh, you know that. And now they got this controversy with Grok. Have you heard the latest?
No.
Yeah. You ask Grok who's the greatest leader of all time, you end up with a black and white picture of Hitler. Kid you not. I don't know what the heck is going on with Elon and X these days.
He's a little strange.
He is, you know, let's say the genius. They're all a little bit off.
Yeah.
Christian Horner, the longtime boss of the Red Bull Formula One racing team, abruptly fired on Wednesday.
Yeah, gone. I follow them, too.
Yeah. He struggled this season, the Red Bull team. Seems they were just running around in circles.
Well, that was the formula.
Wait a minute. Sorry, I was thinking of NASCAR. Sorry.
I know. Yeah, right. That's the difference.
Indeed. Democrats in the Senate have introduced a bill that would prohibit ICE agents from covering their faces during immigration raids. Okay. Talk about bad timing. This after an ICE agent was attacked in Alvarado, Texas. But most Americans are concerned with another cover-up. That would be the Epstein files. Joe Biden's former physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, we've been talking about that, is pleading the fifth, refusing to testify to Congress about the ex-president's health. Might be the first time everyone is, you know, or someone is invoking a doctor-patient privilege and attorney-client privilege at the same time.
Right.
He's trying to protect Biden and himself.
Well, I just told Kristen, I said they told him back when he was still in office, don't worry about signing anything. We have Otto Penn is in there taking care of business.
Yes. Is he related to Otto Preminger? That's a question. Cast members of Fox News Channel 5 are asserting the new Superman movie is super woke. Well, we were discussing that a little bit yesterday. Again, maybe it's a title that was a giveaway. Super Person, They, Them of Steel. You know, the Democrats are going to prove to be Superman's kryptonite. They're going to kill this movie. They're going to kill Superman.
Mm-hmm.
What a tragedy.
I had enough of Superman.
Well, we've seen enough Superman movies. Who was the best Superman? It was George Reeve, right?
Yeah, he was the original guy.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Christopher Reeve.
I always thought he was the best.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there was I can't remember the name of the guy that did, was the Henry Cavill, is that his name?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know. But I like Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve. Yeah,
he was cool.
Yeah. What about Dean Cain?
No.
You didn't like Dean Cain?
No.
I thought that was a good series. Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher as Lois Lane. I did.
No. Lois and Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Lois and Clark, right?
It sucked, as far as I'm concerned. I'd watch it. Crap.
Don't hold back. 77-year-old slice of Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip's wedding cake was sold at auction for $3,700. And no, it was not Kristen Heydrich who purchased it. She was not the buyer.
She'd be right in line. Right.
But a hardcore royal fan plans to actually eat the piece of cake.
Oh.
A piece
like
of
Elaine
cake
Venice.
That's 3/4 of a century old. Sounds awful. But not when you compare it to other British food, you know, which is pretty bad. I've never had it.
It's, yeah, well.
Not known for their culinary expertise. That's the French that take most of
them. At least it's not anything from Camilla. That would kill me right there.
Hey, an American couple won the wife-carrying championships in Finland just the over the weekend.
No kidding.
Have you ever seen these, the wife-carrying?
I have, yeah. Yes.
It's just incredible, and here's what their reaction.
Feels good. She did a great job. We went underwater, and she didn't panic, so we're happy. She did a good job. We're just going to have dinner and go to the party and celebrate with everybody. Never done anything like that, jump in a water puddle with my wife. So I'm going to go hear some other stories from everybody else.
Yeah, now they're announcing the first husband-carrying competition, which I think Debbie ought to enter because she's been carrying you for years.
I knew that was coming. Let me tell you something. If the house was on fire, she couldn't get my behind out of the house. No way. She's a bantamweight. She's in a different weight class. Yeah.
No, she'd load up the safe and out she goes.
Oh, absolutely. Where are the car keys? Oh, yeah, and that $1,200 set of golf clubs out in the garage.
You got to have something to live on. Come on, man.
Sure. Yeah. Rich crackers, which are recalled, and a bottle of Coke.
Right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Okay, don't forget, a little later on in the show, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets. This is a family four-pack to go see Kids Bop Live. It's the certified Bop Tour. It's a Pier 6 Pavilion, Friday, July the 18th. And, again, all you'll need to do, keep listening. And we'll tell you when you call. All you have to do is give us your name, phone number, and your email address, and we're going to mail you the tickets. And again, if you don't have an email, you can't compete on this one. So, but that's what we're doing a little bit later on. Keep listening. Your chance to win coming up within minutes here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update on morning rush hour, Lugnuts Johnson.
And a big delay, Capitol Beltway back down here looking at this wreck. 495 Bradley Boulevard, Old Georgetown Road, and I-270 in that area in Montgomery County. The outer loop, and then coming south on 270, tractor trailer hit the guardrail overnight. The actual cab went over the rail and was hanging over the side. They got the driver out, but the tractor trailer is still blocking most of the ramp traffic there. So the outer loop is getting the hit. Bradley Boulevard, Old Georgetown Road, if you're in that area, be prepared. The inner loop doesn't look too bad. I don't think they can see it coming up from River Road, so that side should be okay, but the outer loop is going to have a problem. Locally on the Beltway, on the outer loop south of Liberty Road, an incident still there on the right side, and delays go back to 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you Thursday. Another muggy, sticky day today. Upper 80s. A few isolated showers could hang around maybe later this afternoon or evening. Pop-up storms remain throughout Friday and Saturday. Highs in the low 90s. Right now, it is cloudy. 71 in Reisterstown and 73 in Baltimore City. We're talking about Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Yesterday, he invoked the Fifth, invoking doctor-patient privilege as to what he knew and when he knew about the president's mental cognitive decline, about the president's prostate cancer diagnosis. It's obvious to anyone paying attention that Chairman Joe was declining rapidly over his presidency. And, of course, last June of 24, he crashed and burned during that presidential debate against Trump after he spent several days holed up at Camp David preparing for the event. The whole world saw the president's cognitive decline in real time. The state-run media, they were working 24-7. They went to great lengths to actually hide the feeble state and mind of the American president. And that all came to an end as a doped-up Joe Biden was unable to make a cogent point and needed Nurse Jill to guide him off the stage at that juncture. And so now we're getting all sorts of books out there. Original Sin by Fake Tapper and I can't remember the old co-author's name. But there's a new book out, 2024, How Trump Retook the White House and the Democrats Lost America. In this book by a couple of guys, three, I think, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Compost. They basically say it's Jill Biden, Nurse Jill. They're claiming gained the political influence as her husband's mental decline continued, deteriorated, and obviously she would have known of any physical issues. She and her chief of staff and senior advisor, Anthony Bernal, who was an assistant to the president, they were the ones making the decisions. They were the ones that, and according to this book, Bernal accused Anita Dunn, who, remember, she was an Obama political strategist, served in both the Biden and Obama regimes, accused her of being disloyal for pushing for more transparency about the Biden family. So Bernal was a protector of Nurse Jill. Some are suggesting maybe there was something going on there. That I have no idea. But there was a near total ban on discussing Hunter Biden, a journalist wrote in this new book. And that was his main driving thing. He wanted to keep his son out of jail. He really didn't care about anything else. He didn't care about what's going on in the country, according to these authors. And the big question, who's the boss? Nurse Jill dominated cabinet meetings. Remember the one she led? Remember the cabinet meeting that Trump had just the other day? Remember that cabinet meeting that Joe Biden was at and she led the meeting? He completely had checked out. He was gone. Everybody knew it. So here's the question. Do the American people deserve to know the health of the president that they voted for, that they elected into office? Because there's a history of the media and the whatever party it is in the White House of covering up that health, be it FDR, be it JFK, and a few that have slipped to mind. I mean, there have been numerous presidents have had health issues while serving as president. I would think that the White House has a obligation to the American people to make sure, look, if it's something small, it's no big deal. I remember when Trump had COVID during his first term. Of course, we got all the information about what treatment he was getting, et cetera. So I just think that you owe it to the American people. And of course, and that's why they put the 25th Amendment in. But we've seen now Democrats were reluctant, refused, didn't even consider it. I mean, maybe some did, but it never got to a point where it was a serious they were going to pull the trigger of the 25th Amendment and have Joe step down. But instead, they lied to us, and then they asked us to put this guy in office for another 4 years. I think that they should never be forgiven for that. Six Secret Service agents connected to the Trump assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania last July have been suspended. The identities of these suspended agents are not known as of yet. CBS News reporting that they were suspended without pay for up to 6 weeks, then placed into restricted duty roles with less operational responsibility. Matt Quinn, the Secret Service Deputy Director, said, quote, we aren't going to fire our way out of this. We're going to focus on the root cause and fix the deficiencies that put us in that situation, end of quote. You know, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the attempt on President Trump's life when he got shot in the ear in Butler, Pennsylvania, 1 year later. 1 year later. That's how slow the wheels of justice turn. These six agents have been identified and now have been suspended for operational failure, which almost cost the life of a former president and then presidential candidate. I think, you know, if they failed to do their jobs, they should have been fired. I don't know what the suspension is, maybe some kind of government union thing. But you would think there'd be some kind of accountability. Now, twice in a couple of weeks, no Epstein client list, and now the six agents involved in operational failure in the Trump assassination attempt are suspended without pay. But they'll be back. They should have been fired. That's how you send a message. You terminate. And you send the message, this kind of behavior, this kind of lax attitude will not be tolerated at all. All right, 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines in for Bruce Elliott. Once again, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning at 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. The Howard County Police Department has released body camera video of the officer-involved shooting of a man with a spear. Police shot 23-year-old Micah Booker last month after he stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. Police located Booker on Oakland Mills Road, and he approached an officer while wielding the weapon. Police ordered him to drop it, but he refused and charged at the officer, who fired at him. Main Street in Ellicott City closed for around an hour yesterday afternoon as emergency workers monitored the storms moving through. The city suffered catastrophic floods in 2016 and 2018. They claimed three lives and caused major damage along historic Main Street. Since then, Howard County has invested millions in flood mitigation efforts, including retention ponds and sirens to alert the public. Anne Arundel County Police have made a drug bust in Annapolis following an investigation that began in June. Police received information about possible drug distribution at a home on Lodgepole Court. And on Tuesday, officers executed a search warrant. Police seized suspected powder and crack cocaine and anabolic steroids. Investigators also found a digital scale and nearly $40,000 in cash. Robert Deaton III has been arrested and charged in the case. The search is on for a new transportation secretary in Maryland. Current Secretary Paul Wiedefeld is leaving August 1st. Deputy Transportation Secretary Samantha Biddle will serve as acting transportation secretary as Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller leads a national search to fill the position. And an effort to move the FBI headquarters to the Ronald Reagan building isn't sitting well with Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen. He held a subcommittee markup last night to address President Trump's request to use around $1.4 billion in funds to move FBI headquarters, money previously set aside to move the agency to Greenbelt. The senator plans to offer an amendment during a full committee meeting today that would restrict the funds to the Maryland site. We'll be back with the winning Maryland lottery numbers after this.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 024, pick 4, 4903. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the West Side Beltway is still slow, 795. There was an incident within the last 40 minutes on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. It looks like the pace might be a little bit better, which could indicate that the vehicle was clear before the bridge at Windsor Mill. But it's still slow, but it looks like right here as it's crossing Liberty Road, it's
picking up some speed. Now, both the Harvard tunnels are beginning to back up southbound before O'Donnell Street on 95, 895, about the same area, O'Donnell Street, the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So early now, we're looking at 5 to maybe a 10-minute delay at the most coming south at both the tunnels. Big delays, Capitol Beltway, big wreck overnight, outer loop near the ramps at I-270 as you're moving in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're tracking a mild and muggy morning for your Thursday. Temperatures are mainly in the 70s this morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head later into the afternoon and evening time. A couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we head into the weekend with temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. O's and Mets will play two today, split admission doubleheader, beginning at 12:05 and then resuming at 5:05 this afternoon. It's a tale of two pitchers. Charlie Morton in the opener with a 2.96 earned run average over his last seven starts. Tomo Sugano in the nightcap, 8.87 in his last seven. Either or both could be on the trade market should the Orioles decide to go that way. Manager Mancelino was asked about managing players who may be looking over their shoulders.
A lot of ways, I think all those stories are kind of helping, making my job easier because it's motivating these guys. A lot of these guys don't want to go anywhere.
Elsewhere in the division, Rays third baseman Junior Caminero announcing he'll participate in the Home Run Derby next week and then starting it early yesterday against Detroit.
And he gets into one, into deep left field. Let Home Run Derby begin, and the Rays lead 7-3 on number 22 by Caminero.
Baltimore's own Andy Freed with the call on Rays television. Tampa cools off Detroit. 7-3 was the final. Ravens news, and actually this is not news, the national media and betting public loves them. Most sports books have the Ravens and Eagles at 1-2 in the NFL. On Fox Sports talk show called The Facility, former Eagle linebacker Emmanuel Acho doesn't see any holes in Baltimore.
The Ravens, I don't think there's a team roster-wise in the AFC like the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens are missing any piece. I think from the offensive line perspective, they're stout. Quarterback, MVP. Yep. Running back, future Hall of Famer. Yep. Tight ends, next level. Defensive line, check. Linebacker.
And then he goes on and on. It all begins next week. Rookies report on the 15th. Wimbledon semis today on the women's side. Top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka takes on 13-seeded American Anna Anisimova at 8:30 in the morning. 8-seeded Iga Swiatek takes on unseeded Belinda Bentit at 10 a.m. And finally, mixed martial arts legend Randy Couture was airlifted to a burn center Tuesday in Kansas City with injuries stemming from a single car accident at a pro stock car racetrack. Couture suffered first and second degree burns, trauma injuries, and smoke inhalation in the accident. He's expected to recover, was expected to make his national hot rod racing debut later this year, but those plans at the moment are on hold. The time now is 6:37. When we return, doubleheaders just ain't what they used to be.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Just picking up on our conversation, Sean, before the show began, and I know you were talking about this with Chuck. Remember back in the day when we were kids, they actually had scheduled doubleheaders.
Yes.
Not because it rained out the night before and all that stuff. Remember when you were a kid on Sunday morning, you picked up the newspaper and every single match between two teams was a scheduled doubleheader.
Yeah.
Starting at 12:05, you know,
and,
or whatever
and,
the
and
time
it was
went.
One admission. For both games, and they were scheduled doubleheaders, and now, of course, you know, it's expensive, the salaries they got to pay these guys, and the corporate influence on the stadium deals and everything has removed all of that. And I was also bemoaning the fact I used to love three buck night. Three buck night at Memorial Stadium. It was the best value in baseball anywhere in Major League Baseball.
So you talk about the salary. I was looking this up. We'll just go back to 1973. I was 12 years old, been a big baseball fan, obviously, right? The average Major League Baseball salary in 1973 was $36,566. Yeah. The average today, is $5 million.
Yeah.
That's the average.
Right.
It's gone up 136 times in 52 years.
And now you know why you're paying $10 for a beer and, you know,
you got it.
$5 for a hot dog, things of that nature. So it's all
the way it goes.
It is. All right. Thanks, Gary. It's great, great memories, but those days are long gone. 6:38:22 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to weigh in on the Biden doctor controversy or the Secret Service, should they have been fired instead of just suspended without pay? I'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can always email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text in the show using the brand new redesigned WCBM mobile app. I'm not spending the whole show on this, but I did think it's important. It's our job to get you the truth, to get the news out there. I know a lot of folks don't like hearing anything about Jeffrey Epstein now. Everybody's in cover-up mode. But again, I don't care who's in office. The deep state needs to be identified, rooted out, and the truth needs to come to light. The media narrative has now been destroyed on the video. Now, remember we told you about the video the other day that they put up on the Justice Department's website, and there was a minute glitch. And then we heard Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, saying, well, they change the tapes every night, and there's a minute glitch in all of them. We'll see. We'll see if they're able to confirm that or not. We're going to keep watching on that. But now we find out that the angle in that video that they showed was not his actual cell door or cell. He was lodged on the L tier of the prison, and the actual camera was pointed at the M tier, the level below where his actual cell was. So even, you know, again, you will look at that, it would have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein's cell. Okay, the camera was not actually on his cell, watching his cell. It just is unbelievable that they're going to accept. And look, the internet sleuths out there are not buying this at all. And that's why I'm saying it. Just, you feed the beast when you do stuff like that. Just get all the evidence out there, all the truth, or nothing. When you put stuff out like this, it just it makes people wonder. And look, one of Trump's biggest supporters. There's a guy by the name of Wayne Allen Root. He is MAGA to the hilt. He's got a national podcast, talk shows. He's a fiery and loyal supporter and champion of President Trump. He's interviewed President Trump on a number of occasions. And he called Trump the greatest patriot and president of his lifetime. And again, Wayne's another guy that tells it like it is. Maybe we'll reach out to him, get him on the show. But he says he stuck out his neck and risked his career for President Trump. But he's saying right now that the Epstein decision, he claims, is threatening the Trump presidency. And he's giving some idea what needs to be done in order to overcome that, and that's basically come clean about this whole thing. There are those who believe that it won't happen until after the midterms because of so much damaging information that there may be a pox in all their houses, and Republicans could lose control of both the Senate and the House. Look, I don't think I disagree with Mr. Root on the threatening his presidency, but I think it does threaten credibility of a number of people in his administration. So we'll leave it there at the moment and get your thoughts as well. Zohran Mamdani leading the general election poll for New York City. This is Kami Mamdani. He has a 10-point lead over Andrew Cuomo in the New York City general election for mayor. Here it is. 35% of registered voters support the commie. Cuomo is next with 25%. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, at 14%. Eric Adams, the Democrat current mayor, is contemplating a run for independent, is at 11%, and Attorney Jim Walden at 1%. 13% aren't sure. 1% picked another candidate. So this is it's kind of disturbing because Democrats now are the ones that say we got to get rid of this guy. He is going to basically it's going to be a scorched earth, especially the stuff that he has been advocating. He calls himself a Democrat socialist. He's a proud member of the Democrat Socialists of America, and we need to hear some of the things he is just in the last 2 weeks that we have learned about Kami Mamdani in just a second. But the news here, it appears somebody's going to have to drop out. Whether it's, I don't think it's going to be Sliwa. It's either going to be Adams or Cuomo. But Cuomo was already, he already lost by 12 points to Kami Mamdani in New York. So, again, but now that he's second in the polls, he's not looking at it. I'm telling you, if somebody doesn't drop out, this guy could be elected in New York City. Let's say about some of his transgressions here in just a second. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at an area right around 95 and Kenwood Avenue coming south from the Beltway towards Rosedale. There's a report of a minor accident in that area. Now looking at a speed reduction for the traffic southbound right after the ramp from the Beltway. So heads up for that. I can't really tell for sure if they're in the roadway. It doesn't appear so, but it's grabbing some attention right there. So if you're coming down from White Marsh, you're coming on to 95 in Rosedale, south of the Beltway. That's the reason for the brake light in that area. The Beltway west side started early with an incident on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. That backed us up towards 795, and that is still slow through that area. It's moving, and it's moving a lot better than it was. I'm going to check the camera down at Dogwood. Yeah, much better down through there. So you're just dealing now with the normal heavy traffic through that area. And then the big wreck early this morning in Montgomery County, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Old Georgetown Road, the ramp from I-270 and the Capitol Beltway. Tractor trailer was involved. The driver was rescued. The trailer was still there. Go back and look at that. But there is a backup there affecting all of those roadways on the northwest side of the district with delays on 270 and also on the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a sticky day today. It's going to be back in the upper 80s. A few isolated showers are still possible later this afternoon, and evening pop-up storms remain in the area Friday through Saturday with highs in the low 90s. Right now, we are looking at 73 and mostly cloudy in Pasadena, and it's 72 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Today is National Pina Colada Day. Are you a pina colada fan, Chuck?
No.
No. Okay. I had one once. This was years ago. They put the Bacardi 151 rum in the pina colada. Yeah, that's all you needed was one.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure.
You were on your own little cruise after one 151 pina colada.
I never liked the taste of it.
Well, it's pineapple and cream of coconut, plus lots of booze.
Too girly.
Yeah, a little sweet. Too sweet for those.
Yeah, so I'm saying exactly. It's a little too girly for me.
All right. Sonic has launched two new crispy chicken wraps, Cheesy Baja. And that's Chuck's air name in some Florida stations. And Honey Chipotle priced at
Chipotle. Especially the Orlando stations. They understand that.
They do. They're just $1.99 each at your participating Sonic. That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is.
It was just $2 to get a nice nice wrap. Chicken salad sub returning to Jersey Mike's back just in time for this summer. Remember, I think it was last week or week before, we told you about Red Lobster announced that all the franchises, including those in the Baltimore area, Nottingham, and Owings Mills, would begin carrying seafood boils as part of their annual Summer Crab Fest promotion.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Sailor's Boil, which comes with shrimp, sausage, corn, and potatoes, or the Mariner's Boil, with one lobster tail and a cluster of snow crab legs make a cameo there. But apparently, and they put some Cajun and, yes, Old Bay in the boil, but local folks are saying they're not impressed.
Mm.
Yeah, the Baltimore Sun has an article this morning saying that one guy by the name of Nick says the crab boil of Red Lobster may be good for landlocked states, but any Marylander who tries it should be put in the Iron Maiden. Another woman, Lisa, says, I would never go to Red Lobster. I also try to support the small local businesses. And they're saying that these boils don't even resemble anything that Marylanders would make or eat on a regular basis. Someone's got to go back to the drawing board and figure out.
You just take your business, go down Jimmy's there on Bird Avenue.
Great stuff, no doubt about that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And also Conrad's. I had some great crabs from Conrad's last weekend. They were delish. And large, and they were meaty and full and sweet. Not a bad crab among the two dozen that I had ordered.
I had jumbo crabs from Trader Bay Seafood, Hernando Beach.
Okay.
Log it. Shoreline Boulevard, just in case.
No.
Somebody asked me where it was. I told him where it was. A little far from Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly. Officially, the number one chicken sandwich chain in America, according to the Yelp. What do you think it is?
Chick-fil-A.
It is Chick-fil-A. You're right about that. Number one, followed by Dave's Hot Chicken. I haven't tried that yet.
I haven't had that.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. They're building a Raising Cane right in Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills currently.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Shake Shack. Popeyes. There's a new Popeyes in Reisterstown. Mm-hmm. Habit Burger and Grill. Denny's. Wingstop. McDonald's. Zaxby's. Jack in the Box. Dairy Queen. Slim Chickens. I've never had that.
No.
Burger King. Wendy's and Sonic is bringing up the rear along with Bojangles, KFC, Arby's, and Church's Chicken. You would think KFC would be a little bit higher than that.
You would think.
You would think.
I was sitting at the bank the other day, and right next to the bank is a Chick-fil-A. And this was at 9:30 in the morning. And both lines for breakfast were completely out onto the parking lot.
Yeah, you don't see that anywhere else.
No. I mean, there's a McDonald's across the street.
Exactly.
They had four or five cars. That was it.
Yeah, it's always
the place
packed.
Was packed.
Yeah, it's always packed. And it moves pretty quick. They're like Disney. They have a good job of crowd management, if you will.
Yeah, well, they put a double line in there, which, of course, McDonald's did, too.
Right.
But they have people out there working it that are working the crowd.
Yes, they are. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. We're talking about Kami Mamdani during the pandemic. The New York City communist wanted to seize the homes of the rich for the homeless. He still wants to do that, to basically take the property of wealthy individuals and give it to unaffordable, the unaffordable housing dilemma. He had described literal communism. He's talked about seizing the means of all production. He has been profoundly offensive. He's anti-Semitic. He is a pro-jihadist. He talked about global intifada. He endorsed that. He endorsed or supported an offensive Hanukkah video, which has upset many Jewish people in New York. His father apparently hates whites and a BLM-loving lunatic. He worked there, by the way, was a professor at Columbia, where Mamdani lied on his application, said he was black. And of course, we find out that the father, as the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, claimed that Hitler was inspired for the Holocaust by Abraham Lincoln. Okay? These are the kinds of nut jobs. But again, he's young, he's well-spoken, and he knows how to use social media, and that's why. There's another reason why I'll explain to you in just a moment why I think people are flocking to Kami Mamdani in New York City. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market. We're
tradition meets taste. You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Big delays, Capitol Beltway, Montgomery County. Tractor trailer hit the guardrail overnight, almost completely turned over. The cab went over the railing, and they rescued the driver, but they're still working on getting the trailer part out of there. So that's at the junction at 495, the Capitol Beltway, Old Georgetown Road, and the ramp at 270. So you still have delays there as you're trying to get around into that area, not far from the Mormon Temple. Locally, the Beltway continues to fill in. The wreck was gone from the outer loop south of Liberty Road. Now both the tunnels are backing up. 95 is beginning to slow back before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is going to be back to Pulaski Highway and building. So right now, 15 to 20 minute delays, and the left tube is slow. I'll check on that southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like the wreck is cleared. It was minor southbound in Rosedale on 95. The lanes are back open south of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a muggy start to the day today. High today about in the upper 80s. And then a few isolated showers or storms still possible again later this afternoon or evening, with pop-up storms continuing in the area Friday all the way through Saturday. Right now, cloudy and 74 in Dundalk. It is 74 in Arnold. Mike has emailed in this morning, the mayor's race in New York. The rise of this commie is the fruition of immigration. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I do think that's a valid point. I think opening up our borders, and again, these are a lot of people that were basically lived under socialists or live under Marxists, and they escaped, but they still carry. It's like when blue voters leave blue states and they go to Texas or Florida, and they still bring that ideology. It's ingrained into them. I think that's part of the problem. The other problem is the Marxist madrasas. These are the colleges and universities, but it starts at the younger. All this gender agenda crap in kindergarten through third grade, all the way through elementary school, middle school. Now high schools have it. And colleges and universities, you take a look at Columbia, you take a look at Harvard, you take a look at Duke's, University of Maryland, Stanford, everywhere in the country, you have this kind of leftist Marxist indoctrination. And when young people come out of college, a lot of them just don't even like America, let alone want to be here. So it's, I think that's what we're seeing in New York City, because he got a lot of the young vote. Anyway, I don't know if you saw the body cam footage. It was released yesterday by the Baltimore Police Department in the deadly officer-involved shooting of a knife-wielding 70-year-old woman. And here's the banner headline. Baltimore police broke down door before shooting 70-year-old. That certainly sounds like it's the police's fault, doesn't it? Baltimore police broke down door before shooting 70-year-old. Well, they fail to tell you that the woman answered the door. They went there on a welfare call, and this woman was having a behavioral crisis. Apparently, she was bipolar. They actually took some kind of social worker or some kind of behavioral expert with them, and purely ineffective, as the woman answered the door brandishing a knife. So police thought she was going to hurt herself with the knife. So they break down the door, and they go in, and they try to get the woman to drop the knife. She won't drop the knife. She begins to advance on officers with the knife. This is in the video. One of the officers falls down, and then she raises the knife as if she's going in a stabbing motion, going to stab the officer who has fallen down. And this was after they tased her to no effect. And so they tased her, and then she threatened the officers. And at some point, while the officer had fallen down, a second officer then unfortunately had to discharge his firearm and shot and killed her. And to me, I'm not an expert, to me it looked like it was justifiable completely, 100%. As to the taser, Baltimore Police Commissioner Worley says, hey, sometimes they don't work.
Usually what happens there is one of the prongs either misses or comes loose, or some people are just, their capacity, it just doesn't have an effect on them.
Yeah. Retired Sergeant Betsy Smith, a law enforcement advocate, saying these tasers, again, they're not 100% effective.
We are learning that people are able to fight through very often. And in a mental health situation like this one, very often taser really does not work.
Yeah, well, obviously in this case, you saw it on video. As they tried to taser her, didn't work. Tried to de-escalate, didn't work. Tried everything they could, and Sergeant Smith says that there was no other option.
The officers in this case really had no other option than to deploy deadly force.
And in New York, Commie Mondomini, he wants to defund. He wants to get rid of the police, abolish the police, and just have social workers answer 911 calls. We just saw an example how a social worker, and I'm not blaming that person, you know, because sometimes it doesn't matter who you send, that person is mentally ill and they're not going to listen to commands or reason or logic or whatever. So here's the question that I have for you. Since the tasers don't always work and you don't want to shoot people unless you have to, what's left? Do you use like they use with an elephant gun? Do you tranquilize that person? You shoot them up with some kind of sedative and make them go to sleep? God forbid there's a reaction, an allergic reaction to that, and then that person dies as a result of that, then you're being sued. Do you shoot butterfly nets over them? That's not going to stop somebody with a gun. So what do you do with a person who is mentally ill, has a gun, has a knife, who won't obey lawful commands, who you can't reason with? What are we supposed to do with these individuals? I think, first off, they should be on their meds and probably institutionalized, at least in some area where they can be kept safe. But we stopped doing that decades ago. All right, stick with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, another Antifa terrorist ICE ambush has been charged.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Search crews and volunteers in Texas are still looking for the more than 160 people still believed to be missing from the July 4th flash flooding. The death toll has risen to at least 120. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the hazards of flood insurance.
Even if a homeowner does have flood insurance, the coverage may not be enough to make a policyholder whole again. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program only covers up to $250,000 for single-family homes and $100,000 for its contents. Many argue that's not enough when the national median list price for a home is about $441,000. People without flood insurance can try to recover some money from their standard home insurance policy. The law typically favors the insurance company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trash pickup in Philadelphia should be resuming next week after the city and the workers' union reached a tentative agreement. More than 10,000 workers went on strike last week. Six members of the Secret Service have been suspended.
The move follows last year's assassination attempt against President Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Secret Service Deputy Director Matt Quinn says the unpaid suspensions range from 10 to 42 days, and when the agents return to work, they will be placed in roles with diminished operational responsibility. The president was shot in the ear by would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks last July during that campaign event at the Butler Farm Showgrounds. One person was killed, two others were severely injured. Crooks was killed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Last week, the Pentagon paused the delivery of some weapons to Ukraine, but President Trump has now directed the resumption of sending military aid. Officials say the White House was surprised by the Pentagon's stoppage. More at townhall.com.
Life's unpredictable and full of unknowns, but your vehicle shouldn't be. No one wants to face an unexpected repair that could derail their plans and budget. That's why we're introducing CarShield, the ultimate way to future-proof your ride. We're not just about fixing problems, we're about preventing financial surprises. You can get a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan designed to save you from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine driving with complete peace of mind, knowing that if something goes wrong, you'll pay almost nothing for covered repairs. Included in every plan is free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, making it accessible to any driver. Don't wait for a breakdown to realize you need coverage. Invest in the future of your vehicle and your wallet today. Call CarShield now for your free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. Future-proof your ride. Call CarShield now. 800-894-9190. 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
New report of a wreck on the west side outer loop near Security Boulevard. We need to get State Highway to turn that camera around just a little bit because there is something there south of I-70. There's not a whole lot of traffic, but now we're backed up again coming down from Windsor Mill Road from 795 and Liberty Road, but we'll try to get a look at it as soon as they can turn that camera to the south and let you know which lane it actually is in. But there's a big impact there already. Big wreck overnight on the Capitol Beltway. You can expect delays anywhere around the Capitol Beltway, Old Georgetown Road, and I-270 with the cleanup still there in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're tracking a mild and muggy morning for your Thursday. Temperatures are mainly in the 70s this morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head later into the afternoon and evening time. A couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we head into the weekend with temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Strong storms moved through the Baltimore area Wednesday evening, prompting Howard County to temporarily close Main Street in Ellicott City due to flooding concerns. Main Street was closed for around an hour as emergency management and public safety teams monitored the storms. Baltimore police have released body-worn camera footage of the June 25th officer-involved shooting that claimed the life of a 70-year-old woman. Peter Karcher Brooks was shot in the 2700 block of Mosier Street after she pulled a knife on officers during a behavioral health crisis. The video shows police entering the home and attempting to de-escalate the situation, but to no avail. And Maryland's excessive heat in June claimed the lives of 8 people, 4 more than last June, while hundreds more were sent to emergency rooms across the state. 7 of the deaths occurred during the last week of June when the state experienced a heat wave where temperatures reached the low 100s. Maryland saw a significant increase in heat-related deaths in 2024, tripling the total in 2023 from 9 to 27. The latest Maryland winning lottery numbers, pick 3024, pick 44903. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dino Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. I know it's not earth-shattering news, but more than likely, the sixth catcher employed by the Orioles this year will make his starting debut for Baltimore. We're talking about Alex Jackson as the O's and Mets play 2 at Camden Yards today. Split admission, 12:05 and 5:05 this afternoon. Here's manager Mancelino on the former Yankee.
Well, we haven't seen Alex catch yet, but we know we've seen him a lot in the past. He's a good player. I've been seeing him since 2019 in AAA, so he's here for a reason. He's a good major league player.
Meanwhile, the number one catcher, Adley Rutschman, remember him. No specific date yet for his return. Here's Mancelino on his rehab.
He took dry swings earlier today, so I think obviously, you know, dry swings, see how that goes tomorrow. Dry swings, there's no ball involved. Intensity level, probably fairly decent with that.
And again, 6 catchers the Orioles have employed this year. The Ravens gearing up for the opening of summer camp 2025. A lot of balance on that offense, as you know, even more this year with the addition addition of DeAndre Hopkins to the offense. Wide receiver Rashad Bateman talking about that on the final drive with Garrett Downing.
You know, they could have 1,300 yards easy if that's what we wanted, and if that was the goal. Derrick Henry can rush for 3,000 easy if that's what we wanted, that's what the goal was. But it's just never the goal, and I just kind of like wish people, you know, understood that.
Baltimore finished third in the league in points scored with 518 a year ago, and they led the NFL in total yards gained with 7,224, which was also a franchise record. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tom Brady finally gets the best of Eli Manning, and that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, I was listening to the Town Hall News update at the top of the hour. They're talking about the a potential assassin of President Trump a year ago this coming Sunday, Thomas Crooks. Do you realize we don't know any more about this individual now than we did a year ago? That, to me, is despicable. We've got some of the best intelligence agencies, we think, in the world. The FBI, we've got all sorts of people, the Secret Service, and we still really don't know why he had so many encrypted phones with him and his background and what motivated him. We know nothing. Other than he lived in other Pennsylvania with his parents. I find it to be incredible. But then again, that the deep state does what it wants to do. Coming up in this hour here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, we're talking about the enemy within USAID. Wait till you hear what we've uncovered about this state organization inside the State Department, which President Trump rightfully disbanded and dismantled. We'll tell you about that. Also, Kelly Madigan re-interviews for her job. The Baltimore County Inspector General will tell you how that went. But we have now discovered yet another Antifa terrorist has been charged in the attack on ICE agents in Alvarado, Texas, in that ambush. If you're not familiar with the story, a bunch of Antifa types, these are domestic terrorists. They should be designated a domestic terrorist organization because of their activities, not just in Texas, but in Portland, and elsewhere, attacking federal buildings, firebombing buildings. They're like the Weathermen. Remember them? The Weather Underground? Except they're worse, on steroids. So initially, we were told there were 12 people involved. One of them shot dead by law enforcement after he shot a law enforcement officer in the neck. That officer now has recovered, has been released from the hospital, thank God. But they all met together in this Signal chat group, and they met at a protest. They then joined this Signal chat group, and they all discussed in the Signal chat. They were going down to the Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado, Texas, to make some noise, quote unquote. And not only did they make noise, they vandalized the people's cars. They had all sorts of insurrectionist propaganda paperwork on how to launch an insurrectionist attack, fight the oligarchy, blah, blah, blah. One of them shot dead after he shot an ICE agent, unarmed, by the way. The others were caught trying to escape in a field. So all told, 10 charged, 1 dead, 1 at large. And here is U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson.
We just charged an additional suspect named Benjamin Song with 6 counts in a federal complaint and have issued an arrest warrant.
Yeah. So he's at large, Benjamin Song. He was involved in that. It'd just be a matter of time before U.S. Marshals track him down. ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan said that it turns out he's an Antifa guy, too.
This man was in his home, and he was actually tampering with evidence when our officers went in with the FBI to be able to make this arrest. Then we find out that he's a green card holder. He received DACA.
Yeah, how about that? Green card holder getting DACA, attacking ICE agents. This is like the KKK was the Democrat enforcement wing, the Democrat military back in the day. It appears to me Antifa now has replaced the KKK. We're going to get President Trump's reaction here in just a second, but we're not hearing much from the Democrats. We've heard from one, but we haven't heard anything from Westmore or Brandon Scott or any of Kwasi Mfume, who, by the way, promised a street fight. Do you remember that? Back in January, when the president was being inaugurated, he promised that there was going to be a street fight. So this is reckless, irresponsible, insightful, dangerous rhetoric that is being pushed by the Democrat Party. And now we're seeing ICE agents attacked, ambushed, and attempted murder. All right, we'll give President Trump's reaction to that in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we still haven't seen the wreck because a chart has not decided to change the camera around to look it to the south. The wreck is near Security Boulevard. This camera is looking up at Windsor Mill Road, so we don't know what the hell's going on. But something was happening there with the wreck near the ramp at Security. After I-70, there's not a lot of traffic, so obviously something is going on at Security Boulevard. Maybe they'll figure it out eventually. Either way, we're backed up towards 795. A little slow now through Green Spring. That's the normal stuff. Parkville side busy at Harford Road. Both the tunnels again early today with backups as you're coming south. 20 to 25 minutes right now, both on 95 and also on 895 through the Old Harbor Tunnel. Big wreck overnight. The cleanup is still there in Montgomery County. Delays on the Capitol Beltway, Old Georgetown Road, and the ramp from I-270 because of a tractor-trailer wreck, with the cleanup still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today is still very muggy, humid conditions. That's why this moisture in the air keeps, with the high temperatures and everything else, is creating an unstable weather pattern. Maybe a few isolated showers could happen again this afternoon or evening. Pop-up storms remain in the area Friday and Saturday. Is all part of that tropical storm Chantal that just kind of slowed down and parked itself all over the Mid-Atlantic region. High over the weekend in the low 90s. And right now, 73 and cloudy in Severn, and it is 73 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday at the meeting of the African leaders, President Trump was asked a question by Fox News' Peter Ducey, in getting his reaction to obviously the FBI announcement that they were going to investigate former FBI Director Jim Comey and also John Brennan over at the CIA for their role in the Russia hoax.
Well, I know nothing about it other than what I read today, but I will tell you, I think they're very dishonest people. I think they're crooked as hell, and maybe they have to pay a price for that. I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people, so whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, whatever happens, the question is, number one, I question whether you can get a conviction in D.C. Maybe I'll get a change of venue there. But here's the larger question. We know that Brennan and Comey were part of this, but we also know that this whole scheme, this plot, started in the White House. It was discussed at that time by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, and Susan Rice. And remember, they talked about invoking, Biden talked about the Logan Act for General Flynn. So are they going to be part of this investigation, or are they going to be, again, the Supreme Court ruled that certain acts done as president you have immunity for, but I don't know if you're going to have immunity when you talk about what they did to President Trump. This was an attempted overthrow of the United States government and a coup. That is insurrection. So, just wondering if that's going to happen or not. President also is confident, he thinks, that there's going to be an eventual ceasefire agreement in Gaza.
I think we have a chance this week or next week. Not definitely. There's nothing definite about war and Gaza and all of the other places that we all deal with so much. But There's a very good chance that we'll have a settlement, an agreement of some kind this week and maybe next week if not.
Yeah. And the economic numbers keep getting better for President Trump. Here is the Council on Economic Advisors, Kevin Hassett, on inflation and tariffs.
Inflation right now is lower than it's been by every measure in more than 4 years, and tariff revenue is through the roof.
Yeah, through the roof. $300 billion by the end of the year. African presidents were in the White House yesterday. These were the presidents of Guinea, Gabon, Liberia, Mauritania, and Senegal said that they are nominating President Trump for a Nobel Prize for his role in creating a lasting peace, hopefully, with Rwanda and the Congo. 30 years they were at war, and he got them to sit down at the table and sign a peace agreement. American-born workers gained 2 million jobs since January. Foreign-born workers have lost over 500,000. So America first. That's proof positive. And the sentiment surging as the economy continues to boom. Record highs. We hear from J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, UBS Global Wealth Management, Barclays all have elevated their S&P 500 index year-end targets, predicting record gains to continue. Consumer outlook is on the rise. Price hikes never materialized as predicted by many so-called economic experts. The Trump administration is banning communist China from owning farmland and halting dangerous research. Right now, the Chinese own close to 350,000 acres of our farmland, much of which is close to military bases. Gee, I wonder why. Just could launch a few drones from there, and you could cripple the American military. Speaker Mike Johnson revealed new federal law officially codifying 28 executive orders signed by President Trump. So, again, President Trump signed a lot more than that, but at least 28 of them now have been made law. That's been something we've been asking for. We have the whole list. Maybe we can publish that a little bit later on for you. And finally, CNN is reporting that Trump made remarks to donors, a private gathering of donors in 2024, and they have audio footage that they are broadcasting, in which Trump appears to threaten Putin. Quote, "With Putin, I said, if you go into Ukraine, I'm going to bomb the blank out of Moscow. I'm telling you, I have no choice." And then he said the same thing to President Xi about Taiwan, that he was going to bomb Beijing. And she was, really? Beijing? Yeah, it was, but again, they neither Putin or China invaded while Trump was president. Gee, pretty effective, huh? Day 172 of the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up, the president on his reaction to the attacks on ICE agents, and we'll hear which Democrat actually condemned the attack. It's been only one so far, so I'll share that with you in just a second. Stephen Friedman is on the hotline with us here this morning from the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you, sir.
All right, so this morning I want to discuss traffic tickets. If you're a Maryland licensed driver and you're out of state and you receive a traffic ticket, first of all, how do you handle it, and will it affect your Maryland driving record? We get calls about this all the time. So here are a few examples. Number one, a Maryland licensed driver is returning from vacation. This was in North Carolina. He's stopped by a North Carolina Highway Patrol. He's given a ticket for speeding. So what are his options? Certainly he's got the right to, you know, fight the ticket. If he's got the time and money, he can go back to North Carolina for the trial and fight it there. He can also pay an attorney in North Carolina to attend the court on his behalf. Because it's a misdemeanor that doesn't carry any jail time, he does not need to appear. But having an attorney there on his behalf could certainly help. And third, he could certainly pay the ticket and just be done with it. And this is important. Points do not transfer from state to state. So if you paid that North Carolina ticket, you would not get the points here in Maryland. So that's important to know. So that's on what we call minor traffic. So another situation is a Maryland licensed driver is stopped in Pennsylvania for a DUI. Now, a DUI is considered a major traffic because it's a jailable offense. So you have to show up to this court, and you should get an attorney. So This specific client that we talked to, unfortunately, did not hire an attorney, was given some bad advice saying, well, this Pennsylvania DWI won't affect your Maryland driving record. Well, boy, was he wrong. Major traffic offenses are affected. So in this situation, he was found guilty of a DUI in Pennsylvania. Maryland, because it's a major traffic offense, assessed 12 points as it would if you had a DUI here in Maryland. And now he's facing revocation of his license in Maryland. So really, the bottom line, folks, is if you receive a traffic ticket outside of Maryland, I always recommend contacting a local attorney to get the proper advice. Because, you know, the laws are different everywhere. A reckless driving ticket in Maryland is non-incarcerable, but in Virginia, it carries up to 12 months. So you need to know the local laws. It's important. Any questions, traffic or auto accidents, give us a call, 410-363-6848, or go up on our website, maflaw.com. Guys, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you at a regular time next Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Same for you, and enjoy your weekend as well. It's 7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now, the update is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we finally got a look at this situation here at Security Boulevard. They turned the cameras south. It's a vehicle. Appears to me now that they said it was an accident. It looks like it's broken down. Person got out of this vehicle, which is dark, in the left-hand lane, went behind the wall because there's nobody behind it. State highway's not there. State police not there. There's no protection for this vehicle and the traffic coming south from Windsor Mill Road. They get right there at Security Boulevard. They go, uh-oh, we got to get out of this left-hand lane. So smart enough to get out of the vehicle because with nobody behind it, sooner or later, we're going to get a wreck in that area. It took them 20 minutes to turn this camera to get a look at this thing. And in the meantime, they should have had a look at it so somebody would get there and help this out. Just going to tell you what I thought. Outer loop is backed up to 795. When you get down below Windsor Mill Road, stay to the center and the right. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We still have that unstable weather pattern from Tropical Storm Chantal hanging around, muggy, highs in the upper 80s, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon or evening. Pop-up storms remain Friday and Saturday. Right now it is cloudy, 72 in Columbia and 72 in Owings Mills. Just got a text here into the show from one of our listeners. This is from Doug. He says, your station as a whole is putting way too much importance on Epstein. 90% of Americans don't really care about him or the files. 2 months from now, it won't be mentioned. And I think that's part of the problem. If 90% of Americans don't care about a billionaire running a pedophile ring that was giving access to elected officials, power brokers, royal members of the royal family, presidents, Congress, etc., then no wonder we're the number one trafficking destination in the United States. That's number one. Number two, the reason why I continue on this is all part of the deep state. And in order to dismantle the deep state completely, and again, this could be intelligence agencies involved in this. There's been speculation there, using it as blackmail against members of Congress. And again, the same people that gave us the lawfare against President Trump, this is all part of the same operation, the same deep state. That's why I'm reluctant to let that go until I feel that the truth has been told. So, again, that's what we do here on this program. It may not be comfortable for a lot of people. You may not like hearing it, but that is our mission. ICE attack, the ambush. Again, President Trump was asked by Peter Ducey, once again, of Fox News, his reaction to that and Democrats wanting to unmask ICE agents.
Our colleague John Roberts, he says that we are now reporting the guy who was arrested in the Alvarado, Texas incident for tampering with the evidence was a green card recipient under the Biden administration and a prior DACA recipient. What do you think of that?
It's very sad. It's very bad. A lot of them are here. We came in and 21 million, I think it's higher than that, by the way, but they say 21 million people came in. Many of them are criminals. Many of them are murderers. 11,888 is what they say are murderers. And they came in through open border policies, no checking, no vetting, no nothing.
And we have a lot of that. And despite that, we have crime down, which is pretty amazing.
And this is a long
meeting.
And
say hello to John Roberts.
I will. I'm sure he's watching this right now.
Absolutely. And we've been very critical of the Democrats, and they have they're hiding under the desks. So they're usually mouthing off at everything when it comes. Remember the Minnesota lawmakers that were killed in that assassination plot by that guy up in Minnesota? They were asking Republicans to denounce and condemn, and many did. Some didn't, to be fair, but many did. And so where are the Democrats voicing their displeasure or condemning what these Antifa domestic terrorists did and shooting an ICE agent in an ambush in Alvarado, Texas? Well, there's one. Here is Senator John Fetterman.
Absolutely unacceptable, terrible, awful. ICE agents are just doing their job, and I fully support that.
Yeah. So one Democrat. That's, again, there may be others that have said something. I may have missed it. But so far on the record, only one Democrat has said it's unacceptable, denounced it, and condemned the attack. And ICE Director Todd Lyons says you got to tone it down now.
We really need elected officials to really tone down the rhetoric. There's just too much violent words being used against ICE agents and officers.
And yet it continues. They put out a list, the White House, yesterday, including Kwasi Mfume, calling for a street fight of Democrat rhetoric. And the deputy director of ICE, Madison Sheehan, saying not only, and again, Democrats are just tone deaf. I mean, they've been inciting. They've been calling ICE agents Gestapo and Nazis and secret police, et cetera. Now they want to unmask them and reveal their identities so they can, and their families could suffer even more.
These ICE officers are serving the American people, putting the American people first, and the Democrats want to go after their families and their kids and dox them and make sure that they're unsafe.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want to do because they're rounding up illegal aliens, mostly criminals, right now, and that's the future voting base of the Democrat Party, and that's the truth. In a nutshell. Still to come, keep listening. Your chance to win a family four-pack to go see Kids Bop Live, a certified bop tour. It's at Pier 6 Pavilion Friday, July 18th. Your chance to win is coming up within minutes here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 7:30, and for Bruce Elliott this morning, once again with the latest news headlines, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. At 7:30, here are your WCBM local news headlines. A Howard County Police Department has released body camera video of the officer-involved shooting of a man with a spear. Police shot 23-year-old Micah Booker last month after he stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. Police located Booker on Oakland Mills Road, and he approached an officer while wielding the spear. Police ordered him to drop the weapon, but he refused and charged at the officer instead, who fired at him. Main Street in Ellicott City was closed for around an hour yesterday afternoon as emergency workers monitored the storms moving through. The city suffered catastrophic floods in 2016 and 2018 that claimed three lives and caused major damage along its historic Main Street. Since then, Howard County has invested millions in flood mitigation efforts, including retention ponds and sirens to alert the public. Anne Arundel County Police have made a drug bust in Annapolis. Following an investigation that began last month, police received information about possible drug distribution at a home on Lodgepole Court. On Tuesday, officers executed a search warrant. Police seized suspected powder and crack cocaine and anabolic steroids. Investigators also found nearly $40,000 in cash. Robert Deaton III has been arrested and charged in the case. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is fighting a request by the Trump administration to reallocate $1.4 billion in funds set aside for a new FBI headquarters in Maryland to a site in Washington, D.C. The president has his sights set in the Ronald Reagan building for the new FBI headquarters. Senator Van Hollen plans to offer an amendment at a full committee hearing today that would restrict the use of those funds to the Maryland site only. The senator calls this a very long fight and tells the Baltimore Sun presidents come and go, Congresses remain. And the search is on for a new transportation secretary in Maryland. Current Secretary Paul Wiedefeld is leaving August 1st. We'll be back with the winning Maryland lottery numbers after this.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Here are the latest Maryland winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 0, 2, 4, pick 4, 4903. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The state highway truck has arrived now to this apparently broken down vehicle in the left-hand lane, outer loop at Security Boulevard. They have the arrow lit up, forcing everybody out of that lane to the right. So you have the center lanes getting by and the right lanes to back up all the way back to 795. This vehicle has been in this lane since right after 7 this morning, and it's still a problem for the traffic coming down. Once you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you're coming down towards Security. Just make sure you're in the center and the right lane's going through. Eventually, you'll have to get out of that left-hand lane. Everybody else on the Beltway, the normal delays, both the tunnels are backed up. We're 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. We have to go back and revisit this wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Tractor-trailer involved early this morning on the outer loop, affecting the traffic at 270 and also Old Georgetown Road in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're tracking a mild and muggy morning for your Thursday. Temperatures are mainly in the 70s this morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head later into the afternoon and evening time. A couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we head into the weekend with temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Our 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. While the O's and Mets get set to play this afternoon, 12:05 and a 5:05 split admission doubleheader. Birds looking forward to the potential return after the All-Star break of two pitchers who broke out in 2023 but saw their 24 seasons cut short. We're talking about Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells. Manager Mancelino offering this.
So Wells will throw a live that's way down there here soon. Within the next few days, I think, is what it is. I think Bradish just had his second live, and he's progressing to a multi-up live here soon, and then from there, we'll get him in the games most likely. But he's got to check the boxes, and that's the thing. You can't kind of put the cart ahead of the horse.
Yep, you can never put the cart ahead of the horse. With the controversy in Kansas City ignited by talk show host Kevin Keatsman over Patrick Mahomes' weight, his dad bod was on full display over the holiday weekend. It's a good time to revisit a comment from Lamar Jackson last month, when a reporter called him skinny and asked him what he did to stay in shape over the winter.
Now I just eat fruit, push-ups, sit-ups. That's all. I just stay in shape. Don't say skinny. I stay in shape. Fit. Yeah, that sounds better. Because skinny is like puny.
Yeah, don't call him skinny. Call him fit indeed. Meanwhile, NFL ownership has officially become too expensive, even for Eli Manning. With the Giants looking to sell a minority stake in the team, the two-time Super Bowl champion says, not me, offering that even 1% at a $10 billion valuation is still $100 million. Out of my price range, he says. Manning made over $250 million in salary and an estimated $150 million in endorsements during his career. Meanwhile, Tom Brady paid $110 million for a 5% stake in the Raiders, at that time valued at $3.5 billion. And finally, sad news to pass along this morning. One of the greatest players in Maryland high school football history has passed away. Tim Strachan, DeMatha class of 94, passed away Tuesday at Sibley Hospital in D.C. of cancer. Tim was a top five quarterback in the class of 94, an elite class that included Peyton Manning. Tim was the only player at that time in DeMatha history to be offered a college scholarship before his senior year. year. Maryland offer, Tim accepted. College football dreams, though, were dashed, however, on August 5th, 1993. Tim, in his own words.
I got up that day like any other day. Played my 2 miles. Came home, played a little basketball out on the courts. Threw football around a little bit. Went down to the beach, played some volleyball. It was hot, sweating. Wanted to cool off. Threw my stuff on the blanket. Told my family I'd be right back. I ran to the ocean. As a wave came, I dove in the wave. My head hit the ground. I broke my neck. And I became instantly paralyzed.
Tim was paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. Tim Strachan passing away at the age of 49. Back after this.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Tim Strachan, of course, was after you at DeMath.
Yeah, about 20 years. I didn't know Tim personally. I never met him, but those of us in the DeMath family certainly knew of Tim. And you're right, one of the most talented quarterbacks to ever come out of DeMath and of the D.C. area.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a tragic thing that happened to him diving into that wave in Ocean City, and then he'd be paralyzed from the waist down. But what I also thought was that Maryland continued with a scholarship.
Correct. He graduated in 99.
Yeah, and that he then became a successful attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sportscaster and a motivational speaker. So just because he was confined to the wheelchair, Tim continued to compete. And there was a great message in that for a lot of people that have a disability, that it didn't take away his humanity and his motivation.
So a quick story. When I was on the Terrapin Sports Radio Network, I would fill in for Johnny on the play-by-play when Johnny had to do basketball. So Tim couldn't fly because
right.
of his, in you know, because, right. of, because of his wheelchair, etc. So he would drive to all the away games.
Yeah.
So we drove together, him, his dad, and myself, down to Wake Forest and a couple other places, but down to Wake Forest in 2011. This was the first chance that I had really to get with Tim and like be with him for a while.
Right.
The kindest,
yep.
gentlest person I have ever met in my life.
Yeah, nobody,
beautiful wife, beautiful family.
Everybody that I knew that just loved Tim Strachan. So very, very sad.
Sad.
A very courageous battle with cancer. Unfortunately, he lost that battle. And that's the only one he lost. So it gets us all. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
yep.
that remembrance. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Inspector General Kelly Madigan is fighting to keep her job under this reappointment controversy. She's the Baltimore County Inspector General, who has done an amazing job. We had her here on the show just a couple of weeks ago. But interim county executive Kathy Klausmeier let her term expire and then basically said instead of just reappointing her, which she could have done, she's making her reapply for her job. And that day came yesterday, where she interviewed for about an hour before the panel of five members who are interviewing all 23 applicants.
I think the county code is very clear that I could be reappointed. I think the code is also clear that she could choose not to reappoint me. She tried to do both.
Yeah. She tried to do both, and there's a lot of speculation that one of the reasons why she was appointed by, of course, the folks, the powers that be, was she wanted to make sure that, because Kelly Madigan didn't care if you were a Democrat or Republican, independent, did not matter what your political or party stripe was. She was, if she got a report that there was some wrongdoing or there was something suspicious or illegal, she was on it like stink on manure. And you can't have that in county government, right? And when there's a lot of graft and corruption going on, so and what also is aggravating, because I think it's seven or eight of the county council members, I think it's seven, have said they're not voting for anybody else except Kelly Madigan. But they're going through this charade of a interview process for some strange reason. And then yesterday, Kelly Madigan had requested that the session be open to the public. So, again, let the disinfectant of sunlight in. And no, they closed the session, as you might imagine.
They're in closed session because the Maryland Public Information Act does not allow personnel information.
As I understand the Public Information Act, if that person signs off on it, if you waive your right to privacy, then it should be allowed or could be allowed. I might be wrong on that. I have to talk to some lawyers, but I just thought that that's the reason why she requested it to be open. But, you know, they don't want you to actually see the inner workings. And she basically answered all the questions, and she apparently had a great interview. And here was her reaction post-interview as to how she thinks she did.
They asked me the same 10 or so questions that they asked all of the applicants. You know, so obviously I answered up their questions, but I have a unique position in that I'm actually in the role and I've created the office. So I tried, where appropriate, to go back to the work that we've done.
Now, it wasn't tempting. The panel's going to present its three finalists to the county executive, who will make the final decision. You just wonder if the fix is already in with Kathy Klausmeier. She tried to dodge interviews, then she gave interviews, then she, was talking out of both sides of her mouth. I don't have a inherent feeling of trust when it comes to her. But the county council do. They trust Kelly Madigan to do a bang up job. So we'll see what happens. But to me, it just was. I just walked in, sat down, and said, "Here, fraud fighter of the year." That's what she was nominated for, and she won that award. And that should have been game over. You got the job. 743 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The broken down vehicle has cleared. Actually, they're saying there was an accident. They pushed the vehicle down to the outer loop south of I-70, where there was a tractor trailer also waiting on the right side. So it may have been a wreck at one point, and that vehicle was left over, but all the lanes are open again at Security Boulevard coming down from 795. But it's still backed up. It's not going to go away anytime soon. The normal heavy traffic through Pikesville on the Parkville side. Both the tunnels are still 20 to 25 minute delays, backed up towards the city-county line again this morning as you're traveling south. And now we're down in Annapolis. The morning backup has arrived here on I-97 southbound for the traffic at Route 32. After the bridge at 178, it's clear. There's some fog now from the camera position, which is right up above that bridge. And we're getting some fog and some haze through there. Everybody at the Bay Bridge is running okay this morning. Have not seen any problems over towards Ritchie Highway. And just very quickly checking the camera, we're clear at the Severn River Bridge. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Thursday. Muggy day today in the upper 80s. A few isolated showers or storms possible later this afternoon or evening. And pop-up storms are going to remain with us Friday and Saturday right now. Drizzle and 74 in Annapolis. Cloudy 73 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You win. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for the winner. The question is from Mike and Govins. Mike, if you win, will you wear that in public?
I would wear it proudly, Sean.
I know. You're a good good friend of the show. We might disagree on some things politically, but you're a stand-up guy. That's why so many people do like you.
I didn't know he's not
sitting down. Depends on who you talk to.
That's true. All right, you want to go first, second, or third?
I'll wait and go last.
All right. Good luck to you, Mike. I hear your three
Thank
stories.
You much.
Story one. One of the groups funding anti-ICE protests in Los Angeles is a nonprofit group led by a convicted felon who did time for tampering with witnesses in federal trials. Okay. Interesting dynamic there. Mm-hmm. Story two. The Boston mayor, her administration appears to have a cozy relationship with a nonprofit that has repeatedly hosted members of the Chinese Communist Party at their meetings. The Boston Urban Forum has had CCP members in Chinese government and state media serving as moderators and guest speakers at least half of their events. And story number three, Barbie is aiming to expand on inclusivity with the launch of its first doll, this one with type 1 diabetes. The doll, part of Barbie's Fashionistas line, comes complete with a continuous glucose monitor, insulin pump, and other features to represent those diagnosed with the chronic disease. All right, story one. Some of the protests in L.A. being funded by a nonprofit run by a convicted felon. Story two, the Boston hosting, opening up the city halls to the Chinese Communist Party members. Or story three, Barbie, diabetic Barbie, has now launched by Mattel. All right, we'll start with Chuck first.
Well, I guess I'll go with Barbie.
All right, Chuck goes with Barbie. Kristen?
I think that one might be true. I think they're all true, but if I have to pick one, I'm going to go with number one.
Kristen goes with story number one, and Mike and Govins?
I think we're going to chuck it. I'll go with three also.
All right. He's going to chuck it. Did you get that, Chuck?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. My man. Thanks for your trust.
Nobody votes for story number two. That is a true story. Yeah, that doesn't surprise you in Boston, that's for sure. And story number three gets two votes. The diabetic Barbie, that is a true story.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, they say it's the first in line of many Barbies with disabilities and or chronic diseases.
Sorry about that.
Mike, thanks again for listening, playing the game. Try it again another day. And Kristen, once again, prevails and just widens the gap over Mr. Whitaker.
She keeps that up. There is going to be a gap. I
can tell you. Was that a threat?
That was not.
Yeah,
was
you can steal all the prizes that I'm winning.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe they could get you a new watch.
Yeah, I think we had some.
That would be a good price.
I think we got some old Luver watches hanging around in here. I don't know if they work anymore, but.
Doesn't matter. Well, they're right at least once a day.
They look nice anyway on the wrist.
Put them all on at the same time.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 748, and you can join us here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. And we got some texts coming in and emails. This is an email from Marty. Kathy Klausmeier just happened to fire Madigan 3 days after Madigan issued a report about Johnny Zero's Uncle Bob for working on Johnny's campaign on county time. Coincidence? Marty, you know I don't believe in coincidences, okay? Just, I don't believe in that. And so, remember, this is James in the Outer Banks, Jim in the Outer Banks. He says, the Antifa attacks, remember Jerry Nadler called Antifa violence a myth? I do remember that. Thanks for bringing that up, Jim. Yeah, that is a big, no longer a myth. Look, we see it all over the place, and I don't know why that they have not been designated a domestic terrorist organization as of yet. Because they have their training. They found training manuals in Alvarado, Texas, on how to launch an insurrectionist attack, fight the oligarchy, and other things. So, again, these are domestic terrorists. They're insurrectionists. And hopefully President Trump will classify, categorize them as the domestic terrorists that we know them to be, because that's going to help go a long way in rooting out some of this violence. You know, they had in Portland, they had issues, I think, in Seattle, and there was a few other places as well. And Dan writes in via a text to the mobile app, Sean, when will we hear from Dan Bongino? He was all over the Epstein case and claimed to have been told by his sources that there absolutely was a client list. He's been silent. Yes, Dan is currently hiding under his desk at the Justice Department. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCVM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on maidpro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. Maidpro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so that wreck on the Capitol Beltway, which involved a tractor-trailer which was hauling frozen mushrooms, is still there. Hit the guardrail overnight. The actual tractor part of that thing went over the edge, and the driver had to be pulled out of that. He was fine, but the cleanup is still underway there. So it's the outer loop at Old Georgetown Road and the merge at I-270. So everybody over from 29 from New Hampshire Avenue, you're looking at delays in that area. While we were down there, we were taking a look at the BW Parkway. There's a report of an accident northbound around Powder Mill Road. Looking at the back of it, it's pretty solid northbound. It was reported closer to 197, but to me it looks like it's closer just north of Powder Mill Road with an impact as you're traveling through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Another muggy day today with a chance of a few isolated showers or storms possible later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. And right now it is, cloudy and 73 in Pikesville, 74 with some light drizzle in the city. Do you remember when Chuck U. Schumer, then the Senate Majority Leader, said this about you just don't mess with the intelligence agencies?
Intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Yeah. They got six ways from Sunday to getting back at you. And the intelligence agencies would love to get back at Donald Trump. Now, I want to tell you that the USAID, that's the United States Agency for International Development, that was run out of the State Department, that was identified by DOGE and President Trump to be dismantled, and the building is now going to be the headquarters for the FBI in D.C. Oh, by the way, Senator Van Hollen is vowing a fight to the finish for the FBI headquarters in Greenbelt. Good luck with that. In any event, USAID is believed by many, even though it was a State Department agency, was actually run or funded or was funded by us, the taxpayers, but it was just, the funds were distributed, and they were loaded by the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. And now I find out Daily Caller is reporting that the USAID secretly shipped 11,000 virus samples to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Over the course of a 10-year program, even though they had no formal agreement with the lab in place. 11,000 samples from Yunnan province were some of the closest relatives of the COVID-19 virus circulate to Wuhan, the epicenter of the pandemic. No apparent plan for ensuring the samples were not misdirected to bioweapons and remained accessible to the U.S. government. This was a $200 million program called PREDICT. It was steered by the University of California, Davis. They collected viral samples in countries around the world And they didn't have long-term storage. That's a great plan, isn't it? For the virus samples that were secure. So they decided, oh, we'll send them over to the biolab in Wuhan, which, by the way, is run by the CCP military. Thank you, CIA. Thank you, USAID. And wait, there's more. We've been handing out billions of dollars of a year of tax dollars to USAID, and they in turn launder that money and they give it to other countries, their programs, their politicians, their agendas that are not America first. U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican from Missouri, said that if you stop letting us run America, we'll start a color revolution and overthrow your democratically elected government. These people are making the case for their own firing better than we could ever could. That's what they did. They were the catalysts for these color revolutions in other countries. You know, the nation building, the democracy building, that this is what the CIA thought was going to be in the best interest of America, run through the State Department. But there's also something else that USAID former employees now have been doing, and that is there was a document that has been unearthed called Secret Sabotage that the CIA authored, I think back in the late 40s or early 50s, if I'm not mistaken, on how you could take down a country's government, how you could launch a color revolution. And guess who has that document? USAID. And former members of USAID. So when they're not busy taking down governments around the world, now, of course, all these people that have been let go, they now have access to these documents. And some of these so-called democracy-building experts that President Trump fired this year from USAID are now reapplying the skills and the knowledge they built up over decades, specifically to undermine President Trump's power. And for years, these officials stationed across the globe, actively supporting opposition movements in autocratic nations. Now they have the time, a network of former colleagues, and a growing sense of moral indignation, aided and abetted by domestic terrorist military wings like Antifa, BLM, and others, to have their soldiers in the streets. I tell you, these are very dangerous times in which we live. And that's why it's important to get all the truths out and not cover up and hide some of them, because it might hurt some people's careers or some people's political ideology, whatever the case may be. But that's the untold story behind USAID. And thank God we have Marco Rubio now in charge over in State Department. He's keeping an eye on them. But the ones that have been fired, they could pose a problem down the road. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Search crews and volunteers in Texas are still looking for the more than 160 people still believed to be missing from the July 4th flash flooding. The death toll has risen to at least 120. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the hazards of flood insurance.
Even if a homeowner does have flood insurance, the coverage may not be enough to make a policyholder whole again. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program only covers up to $250,000 for single-family homes and $100,000 for its contents. Many argue that's not enough when the national median list price for a home is about $441,000. People without flood insurance can try to recover some money from their standard home insurance policy. The law typically favors the insurance company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trash pickup in Philadelphia should be resuming next week after the city and the workers' union reached a tentative agreement. More than 1,000 workers went on strike last week. Six members of the Secret Service have been suspended.
The
The move follows last year's assassination attempt against President Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Secret Service Deputy Director Matt Quinn says the unpaid suspensions range from 10 to 42 days, and when the agents return to work, they will be placed in roles with diminished operational responsibility. The president was shot in the ear by would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks last July during that campaign event at the Butler Farm Showgrounds. One person was killed, two others were severely injured. Crooks was killed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Last week, the Pentagon paused the delivery of some weapons to Ukraine, but President Trump has now directed the resumption of sending military aid. Officials say the White House was surprised by the Pentagon's stoppage. More at townhall.com.
Life's unpredictable and full of unknowns, but your vehicle shouldn't be. No one wants to face an unexpected repair that could derail their plans and budget. That's why we're introducing CarShield, the ultimate way to future-proof your ride. We're not just about fixing problems, we're about preventing financial surprises. You can get a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan designed to save you from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine driving with complete peace of mind, knowing that if something goes wrong, you'll pay almost nothing for covered repairs. Included in every plan is free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, making it accessible to any driver. Don't wait for a breakdown to realize you need coverage. Invest in the future of your vehicle and your wallet today. Call CarShield now for your free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. Future-proof your ride. Call CarShield now. 800-894-9190. 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather in the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Delays of both the Harbor Tunnels. That's normal coming in from the north. 895 around Erdman Avenue, 95 around the Moravia Road, the Eastern Avenue Bridge. All of that is normal. Now, here's the other problem. There's a new wreck. It's minor, southbound, as you're moving on 95 after Camden Yards. The wreck, at least three vehicles involved, right side of the roadway on the shoulder near the Caton Avenue Ramp. So now you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, go down a little bit further south, and right there at 395, you'll start to slow again. So an extra 5 minutes or so for that traffic through there and eventually out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're tracking a mild and muggy morning for your Thursday. Temperatures are mainly in the 70s this morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head later into the afternoon and evening time. A couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we head into the weekend with temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 74 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A hearing on the Trump administration's lawsuit against Maryland's federal judges will take place in Baltimore next month. The administration is suing over an immigration-related court order, saying it blocks the immediate deportation of detained immigrants who request a court hearing. The administration claims it interferes with the authority of the executive branch, and it's unlawful. City residents joined Baltimore leaders yesterday to discuss the overdose crisis and how millions in opioid settlement fund could be used. The meeting at Cherry Hill Elementary Middle School was the first in a series of community listening sessions related to the Opioid Restitution Fund. Earlier this month, Mayor Brandon Scott released a preliminary overdose response strategic plan. It includes how the city could spend the more than $242 million it has won in pharmaceutical lawsuits. And Maryland's excessive heat in June claimed the lives of eight people, four more than last June, while hundreds more were sent to emergency rooms across the state. Seven of the deaths occurred during the last week of June when the state experienced a heat wave where temperatures reached the low 100s. The latest winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3024 and pick 4903. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Let's play two, the O's and Mets say. And that's exactly what they'll do with a split admission doubleheader beginning at 12:05 this afternoon. Charlie Morton will take the hill, and then Tomo Sugano will follow at 5:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in St. Louis last night, the Nats continue to look for a manager, but there's no doubt that they found their superstar.
Oh, my. Right center. Did you hear it? Now watch it. See you later.
Bob Carpenter with a call on Masson. The Rockville, Maryland native James Wood, number 24 in the season. Nats crushed the Cardinals 8-2 was the final. A lot of expectations on the Ravens this year, no doubt. In fact, many consider them the Super Bowl Ravens of 2025. Safety Kyle Hamilton says bring it on.
We really have no excuses to not go out there and do what we need to do. So it's on us at the end of the day. And pressure is a privilege. And I'm excited for us to have that privilege.
Pressure is a privilege. Love that. And finally, at Wimbledon, poor Ben Shelton. The last remaining American man bowed out in the quarterfinals yesterday against the world's number one, Jannik Sinner, which gives Shelton an unfortunate streak. The only two players to defeat Shelton in Grand Slams this year are Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, who have combined to win the past six Grand Slams. Awaiting Sinner in the semifinal, Novak Djokovic, who has won 24 Grand Slams in his career. Coming up in 30 minutes, another all-star memory from Cal Jr. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years. From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks for joining us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Bruce has the day off. In fact, he'll be back next Wednesday. He's on vacation. So we're flying solo over the next several days. Invite you to join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking about a number of issues, including Doug Mackey, a.k.a. Ricky Vaughn. A memer who was prosecuted by the Biden administration. This should never have happened. It was a violation of his First Amendment rights. It was a parody on elections, and he was prosecuted and convicted for election interference. He won his appeal yesterday, so we'll talk about that. Mackenzie Frost scheduled to join us a little bit later on in this hour. She goes in depth tonight at 5. We're going to lead here today. In this segment with the something that I think most parents and grandparents should be made aware of, and that the Trump administration is fully aware of, and they're now threatening to defund some grantees that promote different gender identities and certain sexual topics in schools. It's an effort to impact the two programs that in Maryland, I think it's like $7 million go to the state fund. About $15 million go to the Baltimore City Fund, health funds. And they use these funds to promote materials and activities, which the original reason why they got the money was to lower teen pregnancies. Okay? And now they've distorted that and manipulated it to once again start messing with the minds of young boys and girls. As to whether or not they're gender fluid, as to whether or not they identify as the other gender, as and actually promote abortion as well. So Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45's excellent investigative program reported on two of these teen pregnancy prevention programs in Maryland that promoted materials that appear to violate the HHS notice. True U Maryland advising participating educators a couple of years ago how to teach children about different gender identities while using gender-neutral language, like, for girls, people with vaginas. You Choose in Baltimore City referred minors to clinics that provided hormone blockers and cross-gender hormones to people who identify as transgender. Vanessa Jaffrard is the Vice President of Education and Outreach at Planned Parenthood Maryland. And here's what she told teachers in 2023. And this True You training was obtained by Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland.
Not every woman is able to carry a pregnancy. Some women, again, remember our three categories, some women might have a penis and testicles.
She went on to say, rather than being like, this is a woman's anatomy or this is a man's anatomy, stick to phrases like people with vaginas, people with uteruses. We want to identify the body part. Well, that's not even good now today because you had people that want both. True story. Tiffany Justice, co-founder of Moms for Liberty, praised the Trump administration for ensuring Maryland schools provide age-appropriate content.
Gender ideology, first of all, is a lie. So very excited to see that Maryland is being told, Maryland government systems are being told, no more gender ideology or gender identity discussion when you're talking to kids about safe sex. My goodness, how did we even get here in the first place?
Yeah, great point. And now, basically, the Trump administration is going to yank the money away from the Baltimore City Health Department. That's $15 million. And, of course, the $7 million that go to the state for the same thing. Maryland State Department of Education. And, again, this is the curriculum that is required in this state to provide lessons on different gender identities starting in kindergarten. So that money ought to be yanked right away. And, of course, there'll be some... Planned Parenthood will run to the judge, just like they did with the One Big Beautiful Bill, and block the provision defunding Planned Parenthood in that bill. That case is percolating right now before the judge. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes now. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
You know, Red Fox said one time, how did we all get here? He said, Did nobody draw us?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to have the right parts and the right people all at the same time. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Southbound 95, this wreck, a couple of vehicles are still there. They're on the shoulder near the Caton Avenue ramp. If you're not familiar with that, it's south of Camden Yards on 95 after 395. So they're still looking at it. So you come out of the backup at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which is normal. You come a little bit further south, and then when you get to 395, it's starting to slow again in that area. Now it becomes a speed reduction, but it's getting a little bit worse. And even the ramp now from 395 south is also backed up again today. The Sky Ramp, northbound 95 coming into 395, is backed up for the traffic heading up towards the convention center area. Beltway locally now with all the normal delays. The wreck on the BW Parkway northbound after Powder Mill Road, that's gone. They're still working on the wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Tractor trailer involved overnight on the outer loop around the interchange at Old Georgetown Road and Interstate 270 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Again, another muggy day today, another tropical-like day, very sticky with unstable weather pattern, a few isolated showers hanging around this afternoon or evening, upper 80s today. Pop-up storms remain in the area Friday and Saturday in the low 90s. And right now we've got cloudy 75 in Middle River and 75 with some drizzle in Pasadena. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the big top and under the big top of the main center ring. There's a small electric vehicle, I should say, that is packed full with a bunch of Democrats, Democrat politicians, Democrat activists, Democrat media members, making a series of left-hand turns and eventually it runs out of juice, enrolls to a complete stop. Out pops George, stay on top of this, trying to blame President Trump for the deadly Texas floods.
Maria, we're also learning that there are significant staffing shortfalls at the National Weather Service's offices in the region.
You know, George, as of right now, the local county officials really didn't want to address that just yet. What they are telling us is they expected between 4 and 6 inches of rain. That is what weather experts told them, the National Weather Service as well. They also knew that in remote locations, they might get anywhere from 8 to 10 inches. But this amount of rain in such a short amount of time, it was very difficult to navigate. And when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary was here just yesterday, she acknowledged this was an issue. She was going to take these concerns to the White House as well and try and see if there was anything they could do to revamp the system. She says the president is committed to it.
Maria, thanks very much.
Yeah, well, I just got put in my place, didn't I? You know, George Stay on top of this already was responsible for a $16 million settlement because he accused the president of rape falsely. And, of course, he still remains employed at ABC. How that happens? If I had done that, I'd be long gone. But he must have pictures of somebody at ABC. Nope, there wasn't a shortage of staffers. In fact, there were extra people working that day, and the National Weather Service did its job sending out the warnings. Unfortunately, there was a communication breakdown. Those that needed to get the warnings didn't get them in time. George, back in the clown car where you belong. It is just truly amazing that happened the way it did. They're so desperate. The left, the state-run media, the Democrats, the GOP swamp, the establishment, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, they are so desperate. First, they couldn't take him out. You know, maybe they tried a year ago this coming Sunday. I'm still highly suspicious of that attempt. Then there was a second attempt at the golf course in Florida. Still don't know much about that, because Crooks is dead. Ruth is still drawing breath. But amazing how all these other people give interviews from prison, except for the ones that try to kill President Trump. But it's just, you know, they'll do anything and everything, and now they're trying to blame him. This is just a tragic, horrible story. Over 100 dead, including many children. 161 still missing. We don't even know what the final death toll will be. Could be well into the hundreds. And for these families and their loved ones, it is just a very, very difficult time. And to politicize this stuff, there'll be plenty of time to go back and look, there was time in 1987 after the first Texas flood. It was called Flash Flood Alley as a result. Because it was prone to flash flooding when you get that kind of rain in hill country. It happened in New Mexico just the other day as well. So people who live in these areas know that they're prone to floods. They should be equipped with NOAA radios. These are the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration weather radios. They're $35. And it's not an expensive thing. I'm not saying that everyone should be equipped, but every house, every business, every camp should have one, and they should be turned on. And you should heed their advice when you tell you that kind of stuff. But no, it's Orange Man bad. It's Trump's fault. It's always Trump's fault. It really is. There's just a level of evil, and there's something wrong with these people's souls that they would stoop to this kind of low, this moral depravity, and try to pin a natural disaster on someone's political actions or leanings. I'm beside myself here today. All right, so take a call here from Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. He's with us once again. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Thank you, sir. And look, some questions we wanted to ask about the reverse mortgage, because some of our listeners wanted to know. Can you refi a regular home equity line of credit with a reverse mortgage line of credit?
Yes, you can. I have a lot of people I'm working with right now that are doing it. Because, like, when interest rates were 2%, I mean, a lot of people took out, you know, home equity lines because, you know, if you a little bit of it, the payment was little or nothing. But as the rates have increased, those minimum payments have started to double and triple, which is, you know, starting to take a bigger bite out of their income. So, yes, you can use a reverse mortgage line of credit to refinance it and eliminate that monthly payment. And basically what the reverse mortgage does, it gives you, you know, access to your equity on your terms, because we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You pay on a reverse mortgage or you cannot pay. That flexibility is.
Yeah, you're breaking up there a little bit. I don't know if it's our connection or, you know, whether
okay.
it's the phone.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. If home values drop or the housing market changes, does that affect a reverse mortgage line of credit?
That's a good question, and no, it doesn't. I mean, once the reverse mortgage line of credit's in place, it's guaranteed no matter what the market does. I mean, in fact, the reverse mortgage line of credit has guaranteed growth, which gives access to more money down the road. I mean, because a lot of people don't realize with a regular line of credit, the lender can either freeze it, reduce it, or take it away and turn that minimum payment into a higher mandatory payment. But again, once the reverse mortgage line of credit is put in place, it cannot be changed.
And finally, tell us about some of the homeowners you're working with right now. What made them reach out to you?
I mean, a lot of people I've been working with lately are self-employed. They were self-employed. And, you know, it's obviously easy for me to relate to them because I've been self-employed for over 30 years. And many of them are living on Social Security, and there just isn't enough money to go around. I mean, some still have mortgages, some don't. Some need to do some repairs, but the common theme is the same. They just want to stay in their house. So in the reverse mortgage gives them that extra money to do that, gives them the breathing room so that they don't have to worry about juggling or if the repairs come up or anything like that. They got the money there to take care of it.
Yeah, now if people want to schedule a free in-home consultation, no obligation whatsoever, how do they get in touch with you?
They can always reach me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Mark, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Right now, we do have a family four-pack of tickets available to the Kids Bop Live Certified Bop Tour. It's at Pier 6 Pavilion, Friday, July 18th. Great for parents, grandparents. Take their children or grandchildren, too. And right now, again, we do require a phone name, a phone number, and an email address. So you have to have an email address in order to receive these tickets because we send them via email to the winner. So if you don't have an email, we can't give you the tickets. Sorry to apologize for that, but those are the requirements. And first caller right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you will win the family four-pack to go see Kids Bop Live, sponsored by Live Nation at Pier 6 Pavilion, Friday, July the 18th. Tickets are available at livenation.com. It's 8:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
A little better now at 95 as you're passing Camden Yards. The wreck, which was down near the Caton Avenue ramp, is cleared now, so the vehicles are gone. Even the ramp from 395 is much better, and whatever was holding us up on the Sky Ramp coming north towards the Convention Center has also improved, and that ramp, not much of a backup there right now. Just looked and wanted to make sure. I thought maybe the guys might be in there. They are working now northbound 95 in Harford County. They do construction during the rush hour. Can you get over that? Northbound 95 at Route 24 at exit 76. And we get about a half to a mile backup from time to time on the northbound side. Leftover slowing yet on the Beltway. The usual areas, Parkville through Pikesville and down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a muggy day today, a lot of humidity, and unstable weather pattern continues to just stall out in this area today, mid-upper 80s, and a few isolated showers or storms possible again today. Pop-up storms remain in the area Friday and Saturday in the low 90s, so next several days, a good chance. It starts off nice or has a pretty nice day, and then, of course, later in the afternoon or evening, we start seeing those thunderclouds form, and then we get it again pretty hard. Cloudy 75 right now in Dundalk, and it's 74 and cloudy in Severn. And we do have a winner. We'll announce that winner's name here in just a second. But I did want to point out Maryland Governor Wes Moore is once again attending the ultra-exclusive Allen & Company Sun Valley Conference. This is a private, invite-only gathering in Idaho. It's often called the Summer Camp for Billionaires. But it's not about golf or, you know, little cookouts and et cetera. It's where mega deals are brokered. It's where media power is manufactured. And political futures can be quietly launched. In fact, it is pretty much the world's worst-kept secret that if you have presidential ambition, if you hope to become president one day, you will show up at the summer camp for billionaires. Who's there? Well, all the big tech and media titans. Tim Cook from Apple, the head of Microsoft, OpenAI, Amazon, Bob Iger from Disney, Zuckerberg from Meta, the head of Netflix, Warner Brothers, you name it. All been arriving by private jet for these boardroom meetings and back-channel mergers. And political figures include Chuck U. Schumer, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who's he's done now after this term. You know, they can only run one time in Virginia. Even Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner have made appearances. So, again, it just goes to show you how, you know, how intertwined politics and business networks and all these other individuals. This is a bunch of glad-handing, back-slapping, and for the second summer in a row, Governor Wes Moore has joined the ranks. So that I think that is he prepping for a run? Isn't that not his first appearance? And he appears nationally on cable television shows, CNN, MSNBC, out-of-state speaking engagements, sudden vacation absences, boundless fundraisers. On the day that he launched the world's largest, the Maryland's largest tax increase in history, the world's largest tax increase, we didn't get the big, beautiful bill. The Maryland's largest tax increase in history is $1.67 billion. He was out of state at a fundraiser. So, again, it seems like the state of Maryland has now become a strategic detour to the White House. We had Martin O'Malley, who ran for president. We had Lockdown Larry, who ran for president. And now, of course, we have Wes Moore, who is running for president. No doubt in my mind. So, and back here at home, we have all sorts of problems. We've got the offshore wind delays, teacher shortages, the polarized tax debates that we've been having, transportation gridlock, and school funding crises. And we're juggling day-to-day essentials here in Maryland. The governor, he's entitled to a vacation. I don't mind him having a vacation, but he's hobnobbing in Idaho with a bunch of billionaires, which the Democrats proclaim to hate. Aren't they Democrats, like Progressive Wes, out there with Fight the Oligarchy? Aren't they meeting with the oligarchy as we speak? Because that's who really is running the show. The tech titans, the big bankers, etc. All right, but it's okay if the Democrats do it, right? Tim Kyle Electric Heating, Air Conditioning. By the way, before we get there, Sharon Hankey is our winner of the Family 4-Pack to go see the Kids Bop live tour at, of course, Pier 6, sponsored by Live Nation. Way to go, Sharon. Enjoy that that show. But if you've not had your air conditioning serviced recently, then Tim Kyle is the one you want to call, because they'll come out, they'll check it out, making sure, number one, the filters change. You'd be surprised how many times unchanged filters or clogged filters cause a problem. Number two, that you have enough refrigerant in your system. And number three, if there are any problems with your coils or any leaks or whatever the case may be, they'll make sure it's up to snuff, ready to go, so that it's when you need to have that cold air, it's there. To cool your home. And it's also operating efficiently, so it's not costing a fortune at the same time. It's really what Tim Kyle does. You know, they're wizards at electrical, lighting, indoor, outdoor, landscaping, you name it. They do it all. But now HVAC. Get that AC tested today. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or log on to timkylecompany.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Bruce, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30 here. Your WCBM local news headlines. Three alleged members of a violent cult-like group known as Azizians will be tried together in Western Maryland. Defendants Jack Lasota, Michelle Zyko, and Daniel Bank made the request for a joint trial in Allegheny County Circuit Court this week. The three were arrested by state police in February on charges of trespassing on a property in Frostburg and the illegal possession of guns. The Howard County Police Department has released body camera video of the officer-involved shooting of a man with a spear. Police shot 23-year-old Micah Booker last month after he stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. Police located Booker on Oakland Mills Road, and he approached an officer while wielding the weapon. Police ordered him to drop it, but he refused and charged at the officer instead, who fired at him. Main Street in Ellicott City was closed for around an hour yesterday afternoon as emergency workers monitored the storms moving through. The city suffered catastrophic floods in 2016 and 2018 that claimed three lives and caused major damage along historic Main Street. Since then, Howard County has invested millions in flood mitigation efforts, including retention ponds and sirens to alert the public. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is fighting an effort by the Trump administration to reallocate $1.4 billion in funds set aside for a new FBI headquarters in Greenbelt, Maryland, to a site in Washington, D.C. Senator Van Hollen plans to offer an amendment at a full committee hearing today that would restrict the use of the funds to the Maryland site only. The senator calls this a very long fight and tells the Baltimore Sun, presidents come and go, Congresses remain. The search is on for a new transportation secretary in Maryland. Current Secretary Paul Wiedefeld is leaving August 1st. Deputy Transportation Secretary Samantha Biddle will serve as acting transportation secretary as Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller leads a national search to fill the position. Back of the winning Maryland lottery numbers after this.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 0, 2, 4, pick 4, 4903. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late accident. It's on the shoulder on the inner loop right at the ramp at 795. So they're off to the right side. Not much of a backup there at this point. But the Beltway is still slow from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, and then on the Parkville side on the outer loop, at least from Hartford Road over to Providence Road. Looking at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and suddenly we're very slow there in the left tunnel southbound. I don't see anything. Traffic is coming out on the south end, and even the right tube is a little bit slow, so we're still backed up at both the Harbor Tunnels as you're going south from about Erdman Avenue on 895 and about Eastern Avenue on 95 headed south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're tracking a mild and muggy morning for your Thursday. Temperatures are mainly in the 70s this morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head later into the afternoon and evening time. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we head into the weekend with temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The rejuvenation of one Charlie Morton continues this afternoon at Camden Yards. O's and Mets a double dip, 12:05 and 5:05, split admission. Morton goes in the opener. Manager Mancelino on the right-hander after his last start against the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, everything was good. I mean, I do feel like, and I don't know what the numbers are, but he's got to be dang near, you know, sub three here in the last six, seven, eight starts.
And that is a good guess. Last six starts, Morton a 297, seven starts, Morton a 297 ERA. Birds are 6-1 in those starts. If you remember, first nine starts this year, Morton had an ERA of 938, and the Orioles were 0-9. Elsewhere in baseball, add this great name now to the MLB player registry.
When today started, the big news was the debut of 24-year-old right-hander Cam Schlosser.
Schlittler.
All right, let's say that again. Cam Schlittler. Broadcasters beware. And he had quite a debut for the Yankees yesterday. 5 1/3 innings pitch, gave up 3 runs. New York wins it 9-6 over Seattle. Cam Schlittler. An NCAA gymnastics champion has been denied the opportunity to buy Babe Ruth's old apartment. Livy Dunn, now a TikTok star, was a member of LSU's 2024 NCAA Women's Gymnastics Championship team. She and her boyfriend, Pirates pitching sensation Paul Skeens, put a bid in on an apartment in New York's Upper West Side, once owned by Babe Ruth, 345 West 88th Street. I've been there. The co-op board denied Dunn's bid. Dunn thinks it's because they have no interest in a public figure living there. Another great all-star memory for you, this one involving Cal Ripken Jr. again. On this day, take you back 24 years, July 10th, 2001, Alex Rodriguez with a grand gesture.
Alex Rodriguez thought of this. He grew up in Miami idolizing Cal Ripken Jr. And he thought this year should be the year that Cal Ripken Jr. should finish as an all-star and start this game as a shortstop.
Where so Joe Buck had the call on Fox. Cal would deliver a two-run shot and a 4-1 win, earning his second All-Star MVP award, and Cal would retire at the end of the season. And finally, a happy belated birthday today to one of the greatest soccer players to come out of Baltimore. Talking about Tim Whitman turning 62 on July 6th. A 1980 high school All-American was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rowdies, but elected to stay home and play for the Blast, which he did 10 seasons, an MISL championship in 1984. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Bruce is off on vacation and joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. In-depth tonight on Fox 45 is government investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine. Thanks. Before we get to in-depth, because I don't want to talk about Kelly Madigan and stuff, but, you know, it just seems to me that after we had on July 1st this massive tax increase, all these fees and permits and everything, that Governor Moore has been AWOL. He's been out of the state at fundraisers. I understand he deserves a family vacation, but apparently he's at this billionaire boot camp. Do you know anything about this trip to Idaho?
Yeah, this is the second time that he's gone to this. If I remember correctly, he was there right after he was first sworn in 2023, I believe. Several other politicians are also there who have been floated as possible presidential hopefuls in 2028. We know that Governor Wes Moore has said he's not running for president. Politicians often say that, so you never know, you know, what happens. He's probably not running for president today, so that might be true in this moment. But he's out there mingling, talking. I mean, big donors are out there. And, you know, what's the foundation of a campaign is fundraising. And you have to have money if you want to jet set across the country and talk to voters in Iowa and South Carolina and some of these early voting states.
So do we know who's paying for these trips? I mean, is Governor Moore paying out of his own pocket? I mean, he is on state time when he's not on vacation. I'm not talking about his vacation, but if he's...
Yeah, I believe he's... I don't believe the state is paying for this this time. So, you know, that is something that was said earlier. You know, one of the questions that we've had before, though, is the protection aspect of it. We know that the governor, whether it's this governor or a Republican governor or any governor, you know, when they travel, they have a protection with them, and the state does usually cover that. So we'll have to see if the campaign or whomever perhaps reimburses the state for that. But we'll kind of get a glimpse into the finances of it when campaign finance details emerge I don't believe we're going to see that until next year, though.
Also, I want to do a remark on your excellent questioning of Mayor Scott over this $2.2 million website to nowhere.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, and the issues are the issues, Mackenzie. Don't you know that?
That is what he said, yes. You know, and it's interesting because this is a story that, you know, Fox 45 and my colleagues had actually reported on several years ago when this first started coming up. And then we got the Inspector General report, and then we started to pull some threads. And like a lot of our investigations, the more we pull, the more questions we have. And I can tell you and your listeners that we're not done. This story, we have more questions. I'm still working on some stuff. I have filed some public records requests. So we are definitely not done digging into this. The contract is really interesting. Trying to figure out exactly what was delivered for this $2.2 million. You know, the website is still not live, this new website, and yet this contractor got paid. So what were they paid for? We don't really know.
Well, do we know if the website has actually been developed? It's just sitting in hiatus right now, or is it not even developed yet?
I have heard that it is in the process. There's been some work done for sure. I don't think that it has not been developed at all. But the old website is still live, and the new one has not been, the switch has not been made. And it's not clear when the complete switch will be made. So I don't know if there are final touches that need to be made on the new website design or really what's going on or what the holdup is. But I can tell you that there are a lot of frustration building within city government just because this is something that was supposed to be done last year, and agencies are kind of waiting to see when this will be complete because they're working on it, too.
Well, in saying that these are issues the city has to fix, why won't they identify these issues? I mean, if they're city issues, why weren't they fixed before the contract went out?
Right. Why weren't the issues fixed, and why are they still not fixed? If the website is not live, it makes you wonder if the issues are still not resolved and why that is the case. And right, if the contractor is no longer working for the city, did something happen? We don't know. And the mayor, you know, said that this contractor, they bar people all the time, but this wasn't the case in this situation. But we also know from the Inspector General that the company no longer works for the city. So, like I said, it started out as, you know, kind of like a one-off story. But as we peeled back the layers, there really were a lot of questions that we had. And when we tried to get some answers from the mayor, he said the issues were the issues.
Yeah. And then there's the fact that he's a Scott donor and a husband to a city employee. But that's, you know, just typical
right.
city stuff.
Right.
More with Mackenzie Frost as we go in-depth. Coming up next, 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
We had a broken-down vehicle. It was in the roadway. They cleared it to the side now. 895 southbound on the old tunnel throughway. They just pushed the vehicle to the side right before the tunnel. And with that, they held traffic for about 4 or 5 minutes right after the last break that we did. So we're still backed up, and it's solid again back to Erdman Avenue, but it is starting to move again for the traffic going into the tunnel. So the vehicle is off the roadway. Have to deal with an extra 10 minutes or so right now with the normal backup continuing through there. 95 is still heavy. The last check we made on 395 going through downtown, much better now from an earlier wreck down around the Caton Avenue, Washington Boulevard area. Late slowing on the Beltway still there. Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, and pretty much down the entire west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. They're still working on that wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near 270 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Muggy again today with a few isolated showers hanging around. A few thunderstorms maybe this afternoon or evening. Highs in the mid to upper 80s right now. It's cloudy, 75 in the city, 76 Middle River. On our hotline here this morning, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 going in-depth tonight at 5, covering the Kelly Madigan story, Baltimore County Inspector General, who was not reappointed for her job. She was the fraud fighter of the year. You'd think that'd be an automatic slam dunk, but not the case. And yesterday she re-interviewed for the job. And how'd it go, Mackenzie?
Yeah, she said she felt like it went well. You know, she said she had a unique position, which is true. She's the current holder of this. You know, she is the current inspector general interviewing to be the next inspector general. So she brought experience to the interview. The panel, the selection panel, asked all of the candidates the same questions. And so she was said that she was able to answer those questions, but also gave some insight into how she built this office, what her vision is to continue building this office. And, you know, she actually just issued a report this morning, which is ironic that while she is still interviewing for this job, which she was told to reapply for, and all of this controversy is surrounding her and this office, she's still doing her job. And this latest report indicates that a Baltimore County corrections officer fraudulently obtained a PPP loan during COVID in June of 2021. And it just speaks to the work of the office. She talked about, you know, the return on investment for Baltimore County residents. She said that it costs each Baltimore County resident some 73 cents to fund the office, which is like three gumballs. So we'll see what happens. I mean, again, all of this is happening behind closed doors. She asked for her interview process to be held in the public on WebEx so that the people of Baltimore County could see her interview. The selection panel said no. And that just kind of speaks to how this whole process has really unfolded, all in closed session. All the public sessions have been 10 minutes or less, and that really has been frustrating for a lot of people who are trying to bring more transparency to this process.
Yeah. Regarding that selection panel you just mentioned, they cited the Maryland law, Maryland code on personnel or something. But if do you know if that member that's being interviewed, personnel, if they waive that, could they still have gone into public session?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, something that we're going to look into today so we can kind of count pointer count that, because I believe that if there's a waiver and if she was okay with it, I don't know why it would be an issue. I mean, I understand the personnel issues, and there's a lot of personnel files and information that is kept private for a reason, but if the person who is doing who is being interviewed says, I'm fine with it, and the whole point is to bring more transparency, you would think that everyone would want to do that. So that is something that we're going to follow up on today, and hopefully we'll have an answer for you at 5:30.
Do you know if the selection panel, are these voluntary positions, or are they being paid?
I believe they're voluntary. This was a panel that the county executive, Klossmeyer, convened herself. And the county council had an input. They were able to select somebody to do to put on this panel. Now, I'm not sure how many more meetings that they will hold. They only, you know, they had 23 applications. They only interviewed, I believe it was 8 applicants had actual interviews. And then they're going to recommend at least 3 people to the county executive for selection. And so we're going to talk to... Tonight we're going to talk to one of the council members live during the show to really question what is the purpose of all of this if we know the majority of the council has already said that they only support Kelly Madigan. So what are we doing here? What is the whole – this feels a little performative.
You know, I've been covering politics a long time in my career. I just don't believe in coincidences. And, you know, Kathy Klossmeyer just happened to fire Madigan 3 days after she issued that report about Johnny O's Uncle Bob working – on Johnny's campaign on county time.
Right.
So, questionable timing there. Do you think that's a factor at all? Do you have any idea?
It's definitely ironic. We've asked the county executive's office about it. She said that they knew about this in February. They were aware, so they say that the timing didn't have anything to do with it. Congressman Olszewski's office says that they didn't have anything to do with it. But, you know... Listen, Kelly Madigan has been clear. She has said all along that the subjects of her investigations often don't like what her findings are, and that's why it's incredibly important to have an independent inspector general's office, and it's important to have an independent advisory panel and make sure that the appointment process is independent. And that is what Councilman Izzy Patoka is trying to do with his charter amendment, to make sure that the selection process moving forward is not solely in the hands of the elected officials, which is the very people that the Inspector General is supposed to be watching.
All right, tonight, 5 o'clock, Fox 45, Mackenzie Ferrasco's In Depth. Mackenzie, thanks again. Great job. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a great one.
And you too. 8:50, you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats, pay attention to me because you've been brainwashed. For the last 9 years, your party has been telling you that Donald Trump and his followers are Hitler, that they are white supremacists, and you've bitten every single time they've told you that CRT and DEI are good. They'll bring us together, but they've only divided us. They've told you all this to soften you up so you will follow them anywhere.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, 53, traffic and weather on the threes. One more time, Lugnus Johnson.
All right, still a bit slow, 895. It's recovering. It was a broken down vehicle. It was a truck just stopped in the roadway, and they went out and got it and moved him to the side right before you went into the tunnel on 895 southbound. So we're still pushing traffic south from Eastern Avenue, but at least we're on the move once again. And 95 took some of that overflow, and we're still busy there. So light backing at both the tunnels southbound, but still only in the area of 15 minutes or so at this point. JFX, you're good. Beltway is still slow. Parkville side at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring and the west side. I'll tell you what, going to be a while for this clears out. It's still 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another muggy day today. Upper 80s. A few isolated showers, thunderstorms possible this afternoon or evening. I tell you, I like the hot temperatures. I mean, right now 76 in Annapolis, 74 in Columbia. But it's really hard to do anything on the water or cookout or anything. Massive thunderstorms come rolling through in the afternoon.
You know what? I'm thinking just, screw it. I'll go out there anyway.
You're going to remember these days when it's like 9 degrees and ice.
Exactly.
Kim Kalasick is with us. She's got the show coming up live right after the 9 o'clock news. What you got today?
So, of course, we're going to talk about the latest coming out of Texas. Obviously, there's more updates. I got some sound from the mayor of Kerrville talking about, obviously still recovering bodies, which is awful and horrific that there's still so many people missing. But at the same time, people do have questions on why this area was not evacuated. It sounds to me, maybe you feel the same way, very similar to the LA fires in a way. Mayor Karen Bass, she knew that there was a possibility for those wildfires to begin because of the wind that was coming in. She still took the trip to Africa. And I just wonder, is this a situation where they knew that there was this possibility but didn't take the steps to make sure people were aware?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think any place that's prone to certain natural disasters, be it hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, wildfires, you have to, living in these areas, you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, and why, and especially in an area that's called Flash Flood Alley.
Right.
You know, when you don't have a NOAA weather radio on in your home or in your business or at your camp, you know, that is negligent.
Yeah. And they were saying, they were talking about these things at least 24 hours in advance. What would have, you know, given them time to go to the camp and let people know. So we'll talk about that. Governor Wes Moore getting called out by Gary Collins, Spotlight for Maryland, or Spotlight on Maryland, right. Excuse me. And they were talking about the fact that he said he's got all these jobs coming in for these wind solar farms, you know, and all this other stuff. But Gary Collins went to go check the site. He said nothing has been erected and there are no jobs. And
there's a lot of wind, though.
Yeah, lots of wind, but no jobs. There's there's nothing else there. But you know what? The people of Ocean City are rejoicing because they don't want the project there. So it's a double-edged sword, but we will talk about the jobs numbers. You know, when you're looking at Governor Wes Moore and all the jobs that he says he's bringing to Maryland, they're just state taxpayer-funded jobs.
Yeah, we lost one job yesterday, the Secretary of Transportation.
Oh, right. Okay, yes. Yeah.
He resigned.
Yes, yes. I will also say, when it comes to Governor Moore, if he really truly wants to run for the Oval Office, he's got to get better at answering some of these questions that are tough. Mm-hmm. Because whenever he's confronted at all with anything that's not what he wants to talk about, it's like complete word salad. He repeats over and over, my partners, my partners, my partners.
I said that yesterday. I said he's the male version of Kamala Harris.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and a question to Collins on Spotlight on the, you know, where's the offshore wind stuff? At and he just, he repeats a couple sentences and kind of changes the structure. And
fumbled the entire thing. The entire thing. Well, anyways, that gives me hope because I think if he gets to a point where he has to debate somebody like John Myrick or Ed Hale, I think that they could really, you know, push him around a little bit because, you know, just bring up some of these tough topics and he will fall.
Yeah, debates expose you if you're not substantive, you know, and if you've been coached and you've practiced all your, you know, your lines, if you will, then they don't hold up in a debate.
Yeah, and speaking of Kamala, we're going to talk about this new book that's out.
Oh.
you know, she shared why she didn't have Governor Josh Shapiro as a running mate. And we're going to discuss this because I don't think she's telling the truth.
Did you follow the Ricky Vaughn story at all?
I did not.
Okay. This was the memer Doug Mackey that he was sentenced to prison for trolling Hillary Clinton in 2016, telling blacks they could vote for her by texting. It was clear satire and parody.
Yeah,
and the Biden administration prosecuted him, and they were putting him in jail. Yesterday, he won his appeal.
Oh wow!
And it's a big win for freedom of speech. On social media.
I gotta look into that.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Wow! We've got a lot to talk about.
Hi, Kim. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. By the way, the other thing that really ticked me off yesterday is a legal alien who murdered Lakin Riley may get a fresh trial due to an alleged congenital deficiency. Jose Ibarra, the illegal from Venezuela who killed a 23-year-old Georgia nursing student, cold blood, found guilty on all charges during his trial last November. And it was just brutal. But now his defense team has cooked up a new one for us. They've appealed his conviction on the grounds that he suffers from congenital deficiency. Quote, our client is suffering from a congenital deficiency which could render the client incapable of preparing a defense and standing trial. He lacks the mental capacity to understand the nature and object of the proceedings, and the counsel believes this was in existence at the time of the offense and at the time of the trial. So, I mean, basically, he's not mentally capable to understand anything. But this is a new one. Congenital deficiency. Would he have extremely stupid parents? Is that what they're arguing? I don't know. Stay tuned for this one. I'll be following it for you as well. Kim is up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.